This is Chris DiStefano. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, on Riotcast.com,
you jackass.
Sorry.
Do it good.
This is Chris DiStefano. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, on Riotcast.com.
Doing an Italian voice.
This is Chris DiStefano. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, on Riotcast.com. Fuck.
Same exact voice.
Hey, what's up? It's Monster Voice from You Know What, Dude. I still can't get the tone right. Robert Kelly's going to be at Ocean City, Maryland, the 19th of April at Secrets Nightclub, so you should probably go see him. And if I could recommend an exciting night out, I would say go see Robert Kelly at the Treehouse Comedy Club, West Haven, Connecticut. He's going to be there the 20th and 21st. And when I tell you dates, I like to pop my peas. You know what, dude?
I don't understand what you're doing.
I was trying to do an overly dramatic beginning of a podcast.
Why? Hang on.
That's what?
Stop 1 second. You really thoroughly make me ill. You fucking stretching?
No, I was doing this. Here we go.
You're like one of those fucking 70s, 80s comics when they're before a show. A big
shadow boxing.
Showtime.
Yeah. Give them everything you got, kid.
You'll be surprised how many people do that now. Some comics that you really are fans of, you'd see them doing push-ups or shadow boxing.
I've seen that.
Yeah. It really, I mean, look, I understand. If I was going out in front of fucking a big crowd and they paid money to see me, I'd fucking be panicking too. I don't know if I'd shadow suck cock. All right, we're here. Another episode of You Know What, Dude.
Oh, it just sounds so good.
It's a great. It really does. After a while,
it sounds.
We're here.
So good.
Episode 5, and
yep.
It's we got of course
Dan Soda,
fucking cocksucker from Guinness.
Dan Soder,
aka
Suter,
fucking monster, fucking voice,
or corporate Dan.
Corporate Dan,
if you'd rather me agree with you.
Oh, neutral Dan,
Swedish Dan,
Swedish
Latin Dan.
We have Latin Dan.
There is always Latin. the Latin Dan.
I forget it.
My favorite.
Bushan. Bobby likes to masturbate to mouth kissing.
Why do I love Latin Dan?
I don't know, but I love doing Latin Dan because it makes me feel sexier.
I love Latin Dan. I love, but my favorite is new Indian. Old Indian.
For
boy.
Just as the sun rises above the fields of maize, and like when the coyote makes eye contact with the field snake. For there is a storm coming.
I will never get sick of it. Ever.
Dude, my roommate has no fuck. My roommate does not listen to the podcast and had. I was doing it in the shower and he had no idea why the fuck I was talking like that. Because I was basically describing washing myself in the shower as Injun Dan.
Why?
I don't know. I was bored.
Yeah, I was stoned.
Yeah, a little bit from earlier.
Your dick does not look like an Indian dick.
For this snake is scared by the cold rains. And I will take the nectar from a child.
So it is. And we got, of course, the new. Have you figured out a name for you yet?
I thought we'd just wait for people to name me.
Don't let that happen.
That's not a good
That's
idea.
That's not a good idea. Apparently, you don't know the fans of this fucking podcast.
I don't know. But,
you thought it was going to be something fun and fair? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sweet Lady Kelly. Yeah, it's going to be like fucking Oz Cunt.
Oh, God.
I mean,
name me.
What, Helper?
Yeah.
Little Aussie Battler.
I don't know. That just sounded like an awful.
That actually made my teeth soft.
Yeah. That sounds like a pilot that didn't get past 2 episodes.
If I was eating barbecued, my teeth would have bent. Yeah. So listen.
Oh, man.
How about, come on, Dan, something. Intern?
Intern is, nah.
Assistant? Nah.
No.
Shikiga. No.
Shikiga.
No. All right. Sexy bitch.
No.
That would only be if there was pink in the podcast logo.
Listen, you need.
I'll figure it out.
Listen, you need to figure it out. We need to come up with a. You're. What are you fucking? You're not. You're. Huh? You're something.
Yeah.
She's an Italian.
She's not Italian. First of all, I refuse. I heard her say that in a fucking video on the internet. I'm Italian. No, you're not. With that accent, you don't get to be fucking Italian. You don't. You either talk like an American or you talk like an Italian. There's no fucking. Nah, I'm Italian. I'm a fucking Italian, mate.
But our guest is a realist.
Our guest, exactly.
Hey,
nice segue.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. You're learning.
Hey, you're back with Bobby and the Monster Voice. Mornings on Cincinnati's only real rock station, 101.5, The Coyote.
The Aussie cunt.
With the Aussie hole. You're listening to Bobby and the Monster.
Oh, God, I could pull out the female hole voice. Daniel, come on.
That's guys.
Guys, Daniel, Robert, come on. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
You want me to be the radio hole? It could happen.
Fuck, we're going to have to put her in a cube like Robin Quivers. I fucking really wanted to punch you. That is the guys. Come on,
you guys. Be nice.
It's reading your name, your full name, like Daniel Robert. I will never be that. I promise.
What a real fucking Italian American.
How you doing?
We got
Chris DiStefano.
DiStefano from fucking Brooklyn.
How you doing? How are you? Hey guys, how you doing today?
Yeah, there you go.
It's gonna be great.
Don't pretend you're educated. Come on.
I know, that's a fucking sad part.
He's educated.
I don't know how I got educated though.
But listen, Chris, do you agree with me that I don't, if you don't speak like us Italian, like hey, fucking digga digga, or it's fucking, you know, non paletano molto bene.
Well,
you don't get to be an Australian Italian.
No chance.
That accent fucking nullifies it.
If you came to one of my father's barbecues, there's no chance he would accept anything because you're pronouncing
Mi
your
Stevie,
R's and shit.
Mi Stevie Stefano, you, like, you're nice to meet you.
He would be like, what is this fucking
welcome
animal
to the family? Can I be in the family?
Your dad would try to date me.
Nah, he likes black chicks, actually.
Did you say
Did
you say date or rape?
I don't know.
Back in the 60s, he probably would have raped you. Guy did some serious time.
He would have took a fucking nice Aussie raping.
He would have taken it.
Your dad likes. Have you had to meet his dad?
That's called courting in Australia.
I met my dad's, my dad's got a wife now, but I met his girlfriends.
Well, let me ask you a question. Hang on now. I'm serious about this. Your accent, Kelly. I love Kelly.
Yeah.
I think Kelly's funny. She fucking loves the show. Aww. She does great on the show.
Very nice.
She's fucking been great ever since she's been on the show. Adds a lot. Very funny. Cool, funny girl.
Ripped asshole and all.
Let me tell you something. It really took away all the... If there was even a fucking inkling, it's
gone.
It's gone.
It's killed. My wife has nothing to worry about.
Gone.
We could nap together, me and Kelly. We could literally nap.
And Don wouldn't give a shit.
Naked. Like, both be naked.
And Don would just go, she didn't get blood on that. She didn't get blood on the bed, did she?
Oh, my fucking dogs. Man. Oh, Jim.
Diva's just fucking.
Because she doesn't know blood from steak.
Jesus Christ.
Diva, what are you doing? What are you eating? You look at my fucking dog's face, it just looks like a shotgun hit it. Anyway.
Like they just watched someone get their head blown off.
Kelly's just got a smile on her face because it feels good. Somebody's finally itching her asshole besides herself.
Hey, I didn't know their tongues were so sandpapery.
Oh, man.
It's not like a fucking dingo, mate. I stop.
Hey, that's okay.
No. Listen,
Can we shit on Chris?
No, listen. We're not shitting on anybody, man. Kelly. My point is that you're the best, but your fucking accent.
I know.
There's no way you're goddamn Italian.
If you spoke to other Australians who are very affluent, they don't sound like me.
First of all, we don't use big words on this podcast. You want to go on Mark Maron's podcast and use affluent? Be my guest. But you know what, dude? You don't use fucking affluent. Dumb that down.
Sorry. All right.
Well, I just don't think. I think the accent has to either be us or that.
Yeah.
Over there.
Okay.
Over there.
Not the
fucking.
It's fucking
there. That's great.
When was the last time you ever saw Australian like fucking mob guy?
I've never seen one.
It doesn't exist.
Ever.
Do they exist?
No.
Yeah. Under all the underbelly saga, like Carl Williams.
Who?
And, that sounds made up.
It's a long story. There's a massive saga that went over for like 30 years about like drugs and people killing each other off. And the police just let them go because the police knew that everyone was killing each other off and it was too hard for the police. Every time they arrested them, they were in jail for like 6 months and they had the money to get a lawyer to get them out. So police just kind of quietly just, just let them go. Let them kill each other. And they said like one guy got killed in front of his kids in a football match.
Why did you whisper that? Are they here?
I was putting some color into the story.
But there's a rumor that they can
be racist.
They can always hear you whenever you talk.
It's sometimes when they hear you.
I don't know. I've got this wizard box in my lap.
He's talking. Kelly's holding the iPad.
Oh, God.
And she calls it a wizard box.
I like Italian Dan now. Come on.
Now, me and Chrissy over here, he was fucking talking about how your mom's got a fucking nice rack on it.
So, you always got to put your shoulders up. That's all they're telling you when you do it.
No, you're fucking kidding me. Joey DeLuvio fucked her mom back in fucking 73. My dad told me that. My dad's no fucking liar.
Great story.
So,
fucking
so you're Italian.
I'm Italian, like my dad's, you know, from the Bronx,
right?
Like hardcore.
Where do you live now?
Well, right now I live in the Lower East Side, but I was raised in Bushwick, like pre-gentrification. Yeah, I was lived there before there was any.
What is Bushwick? Explain to everybody what nobody.
Bushwick, Brooklyn is like the gentrified hippie kind of homo neighborhood now, and
was it?
It was an all black and Spanish neighborhood, but I guess in the 60s and 70s it was an Italian community, and they just didn't, you know, then a lot of black and Spanish people started coming in, and my family just stayed. My mother was like, I'm not leaving.
It's like a Howard Stern thing. You just stayed.
Yeah.
The neighborhood became black and Spanish, and your family were like, fuck it,
we're
staying.
Yeah, they just stayed. And now my mother's lived there. She owns the house. Everybody knows her. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like training day. They just let her in. They let her in the block.
I love that. That's how you can tell he's an Italian-American, because anything that's artsy is gay. He's like, you know, yeah, live it like Bushwick. It's like, you know, now there's like a lot of like musicians.
Yeah, but
it's
no
all
homo.
It's all no disrespect. Yeah,
no,
it's all
this
homo.
Guy was playing the saxophone. It's like a cock.
I don't mean anything by that.
How good is a dick look in your mouth?
Dude, I went to the museum. A bunch of faggots all around the fucking place.
I don't know.
These amazing
what is
fucking
this
things.
Fucking Picasso faggot.
Except for Da Vinci. That guy's no fag.
Hey! My fucking mother. My mother told me stories. My grandfather, his grandfather knew him.
Guy.
So your father grew up in the Bronx?
My father grew up in the Bronx, you know, and
Italian
I lived on Staten
part.
Island. Yeah, my dad is the Italian one, you know, DiStefano.
What part of the Bronx is Italian?
Like, what is it, Pelham Park or whatever? But he when he grew up in Harlem and the Bronx, but Harlem in his time, 60s, was like the divide, like, you know, it was all the Italians.
Like
and
the Bronx
all
the Tale.
Blacks. Exactly.
Collagenal.
That's Collagenalo. Collagenalo. That's
like,
exactly.
I like white boys.
That's exactly how it was.
She opened the side of the door.
My first girlfriend was black. That's
really?
The first thing he said to her when I brought her. He was like,
damn.
What is this, a fucking Bronx
were
Tale?
You,
so my dad said, she was like,
were you in the fucking Three Aces Club?
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, what the fuck? But so he's like a hardcore, you know, crazy kind of guy. Did time? I don't ask my dad any questions. I don't really know.
Dad did time?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot about it. I mean, I know him. I mean, he's been in my life every. We talk every day, but I've never wanted to ask him any questions about what his life is like because I really don't want to know.
That's got
to
be an awkward childhood. Daddy, what did you shut up? You don't fucking ask questions. You want dinner? You fucking show up here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, like I knew.
Go
my,
play basketball.
You want lunch? You go to your mother's house.
Yeah, I don't fucking do lunch. I don't fucking do lunch.
Your father and mother don't live together.
My mother divorced my father when she was 8 months pregnant with me. She was like, I can't deal with this guy at all.
You've never lived with him?
Never. He used to take me for the summer. That was like part of, he would take me
did
for
he
the
take, when you say take, do you mean take?
He
or
would
do
take
you mean
me to Staten
got
Island.
You for the summer.
It would take
hey.
Me. He got me
came
for the summer.
Came in with fucking a ski mask.
For 8 weeks. For 8 weeks he would take me, and then that's how I played sports and all that, and he would just, you know, we didn't do any. I mean, we would just play sports, and he would honestly just take me to the racetrack. And just, right. You know, just
that's such a fucking
have
such a New York
horse. Yeah, that's what he would do.
Dad would take him to the
compulsive gambling nut.
You want to learn the ponies? You want to learn the ponies, kid?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
A good guy.
You really did have.
He's a great guy. I just, you know, I think whatever.
He's a great guy. How do you know?
Up.
You don't fucking
know. No, I know him. I know him very
you know,
well, but I just don't want to ask him questions,
but
though.
You don't know him because you never asked him.
Well,
nothing.
I know the guy he is to me, you know?
Well, he is to you, but he could be a fucking killer.
He
could be a killer.
I don't know if he ever did that.
The fucking ice killer He had a
Iceman, Richard Kuklinski.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
You're welcome.
Wikipedia, Dan.
265 deaths.
Okay. This guy had a family, a wife, everybody. I know. Christmas, Thanksgiving, everybody loved him who knew him, except the guys who got a fucking injection in the back of the neck. You know what I mean? So you don't know
I
your
mean,
dad.
I don't think he was that guy because he's not that type of personality, but I think he, right. I mean, like I know for a fact he's like a guy you don't fuck with. Like when I was, when I was in high school, you know, like 9/11, right? I was on the basketball team.
You were in high school at 9/11?
9/11. September 11th. I was a senior. So this is like a real story. I'm not making any of this up.
Okay. I hope you wouldn't make it up
my
for
mother,
the fucking podcast.
No, because sometimes... Because
a sociopath is
he has a bunch of fucking...
Brings up America's worst tragedy of the past 50 years. He's like...
Mom, I wrote this story.
I'm not going to lie. I got a story on the podcast. Going to crush. I'm bringing in 9/11.
No, it's just like a real thing to like show you like the type of guy my dad was.
All right.
He... So... You know, like my mom worked in the building, right? In the second tower that got hit. She survived, but like whatever. So I was a senior in an all boy Catholic high school, right? So I started crying. I don't know what happened. Like at the minute, I just started crying. I got, cause they were like, hey, the boys, the buildings got hit. We don't know what's happening. They fell over. So I'm like, fuck, my mom's dead. No, I haven't taught. She's dead. So I started hysterical crying. Now I go to all boy Catholic high school. So this, you know, they were laughing at me. This guy, Frank, started laughing at me. And it's not me to react, you know, in like an angry type of violent way, but I just fucking lost my mind and I broke a chair over his head. Like, and I went to all boy Catholic high school. So they were like, you're expelled. You can't do that. Not.
So wait a minute. Stop for a second. You can't break a chair over a kid's head in Catholic school.
No chance.
That's against the rules.
That's against the rules.
Oh, okay.
So you can't do
that. Touching little kids is okay, but you know.
In public school, that's fucking legal.
But it's like they.
It's called homeroom.
There's no fun. No, but even.
Just shut up. We're making jokes. Stop talking over everybody's punchline.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to cut you off and make fun of it. So
okay.
just let it happen. And then right when we're done, just go back into it.
All right, cool. Continue.
Go ahead. You broke a chair over a kid's head.
Broke the chair over the kid's head, right? So we had off from school the next day. The schools were closed.
You did.
Well, no, the whole thing.
This is such a funny thing. We had off.
Yeah.
Remember the day off? How great was that fucking day? Do you ever forget that you had a day off and you wake up for school and your mom's like, no, you don't have to go. And you're like, oh my God.
Snow days.
Oh, snow days were the best.
You lost your shit.
Yeah, but do you know they fucked you on snow days because they added it to the end? Because you have to have a certain amount of days.
I just didn't.
Why do
like
I
that.
Smell fucking dirty Chinese food?
I don't know.
What did you do to these microphones? I'm sorry, Chris.
I don't smell it.
I smell something. Go ahead.
It's like scallions.
Something.
So Wednesday, schools were shut. So Thursday, I just showed up at school like nothing happened. Like they didn't tell me I was expelled, you know, because it was a whole fucking ordeal. You know, it was fucking, I'm thinking like, oh, this whatever.
Were you in character, though? Did you show up with like bandanas and knee pads and chairs? Like, I'm here, motherfucker.
I'm going to take all of you out.
Chris, the chair.
DeStefano entering homeroom with one knockout in the last 5 days. His mother was in Tower 2. Chris, the chair.
He used to be a nice boy until his mother was in Tower 2.
Then his eyes filled up with water and hate.
And they came after him, the mean boys.
Na, 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 na,
the
na,
patriot. Na, 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 na. Chris DeStefano. I am a real American.
Patriot. Awesome.
All right, so you're the Patriot comes back on
the
Thursday.
The Patriot comes back.
Nothing's happening. You don't even know what's wrong. No. You were defending this fucking country.
Exactly. Right. I fucking
right
came
were.
Back with my fucking arm.
No one laughs. Yeah. No one laughs on 9/11.
You don't laugh on 9/11.
Not on that day.
So I fucking come back. I'm like, nothing's happening. The principal, brother Roy, was like, DeStefano, what are you doing? You're done.
He wasn't even a priest.
No, he was they're all brothers in my school. Brother
right, were they like brothers?
No, they're fucking, no, not brothers. Not brothers. Right. With the R.
He said Catholic. Yeah. It was a Catholic school.
I don't know, some Bushwick. Shit could get weird.
Cost around fucking 30 grand a year to go there.
Yeah. No,
no. He's like, I didn't ask questions, but my tuition was paid in cash. Yeah, hey, fucking, here's a suitcase. It takes care of Chrissy for 3 years.
Yeah, you know what
yeah
I'm
my
saying?
Father paid my tuition in a inside confessional booth. Yeah, yeah. He just left the briefcase
in one
there.
Of those metal suitcases.
Okay, so you go back and he's like, hey, Chrissy.
No, not him. No, he's like a fucking tight ass guy from upstate.
I bet he's not tight ass.
Well, he was. I think he was.
I bet he was a little loose.
Oh, loose. He used to wear like those black robes, and he used to wear no underwear underneath those black robes. Because when he would get hot, because I had to do detention my whole senior year, so when it was hot, like in May,
Jared is cock.
No, it was fucking the thing was sticking to his butt cheeks. You knew that he was wearing either that or a fucking thong, you know. So we knew that he was going commando. And everybody knew.
I just got a visual of Chris being under that skirt, just cooling his balls off.
That musk, oh god, that musk smells being whipped around under that robe.
That's why. Just pull Chris.
Lower, a little in the back.
All right, so Gregorian chant.
Hang on 1 second. You know you don't have to hold on to the eye. The magic stick.
If I drop this wizard box, is he going to go away and never come back?
No, because I'm a klutz and there's water on the table, so I know I'll spill something and I don't want to put it on the ground because step on it.
Right,
so
Kelly.
Just trust me. Right. If I hold it, then nothing's going to happen.
Okay. That way the magical sorcerer can't leave his box and he will only bring me the answers that I need.
You fucking stink. Your fucking accent, it still has not fucking...
That's not how I sound. That's how Dan sounds.
Yeah, but...
There's a difference.
That's how you sound. I'm kidding.
All right. So you go back on Thursday.
Yeah, go back and they're like, what are you doing? You're expelled. So I'm like, fuck. So I call my dad. I can't call my mom. You know, I call my dad and... he's like, what? He's like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I was like, you live in Staten Island. I swear to God, he was there in like 12 minutes. He got, somehow he got like 20 miles in like 12 minutes, just raced to the school.
Really?
Takes me in. I've waited outside. We'll walk in. He said, you know, gets an appointment with Brother Roy. And he shuts the door. And this is true. He goes, brother, he says, you know, I understand my son hit the kid over the head. It was 9/11. He thought his mother was dead. There's got to be something we can do. And the brother was like, no, there's nothing we can do. This is a Catholic institution with the same rules for the past 100 years. If you get into a fight, you're expelled. That's it. You can't. And the guy's like, you go
on. It's not a fight, though. You just accosted somebody.
Yeah, I know.
For the country.
You
were defending.
It's more of a felony. Yeah, you.
Yeah, it's not really a fight. You weren't like, it wasn't him throwing. You just cracked him over there.
Yeah.
He made a couple of fucking jokes about your mom being in a building.
That's it. And I put him in a coma. That's all.
Was he in a coma?
No, he fucking started seizing up, though. I got nervous.
That always sucks when you hit somebody. Have you ever fought anybody?
Yeah. When you hit him and you're like, are you okay?
Oh, and they're like, okay. Just drools coming out, and their toes are curling like they're being fucked with nylons on.
Yeah. The snore is the most uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When you hit someone and they snore, if you fucking hit them hard enough.
Stop hitting the chicks in while they're sleeping.
And they're, bam! Wake up, I told you to go home. I told you to go home. Hammer fist.
Hammer fisting.
Oh.
All right, so. So
my father comes in, and the brother Roy's like, no, you can't. We're going to throw him out. And my dad goes, look, his mother's going to kill it. Like, his mother's upset. She just went through this fucking tragedy. He's cursing in the room. Yeah. He's like, she just went through this tragedy. He said, there's got to be something we can do. And the brother Roy says,
Mr. Picks up his skirt and goes, well.
You can leave the room, Mr. DeStefano.
you can let your son finish. Yeah.
You
can.
Finish.
Take it in the eye.
Go ahead.
So he goes, so Brother Roy goes, listen, there's nothing we can do. He's expelled. That's it. Right. Please leave my office. So my dad goes, all right, look. He goes, I'm going to be honest with you, completely 100% honest. He said, you can call the police right now if you want to. He said, I don't care. He said, because if you throw my kid out of the school, I'm going to have huge issues. I got nothing to live for. This kid, it's just going to be chaos. So it's your choice, right? I'm going to give you two choices right now.
Oh, boy.
He goes, look, either you keep my kid in the school.
Is this your father's real voice you're doing?
Yeah, pretty much. He goes, okay. You either keep my father in the school, and we got no issues. He said, like I'm telling you, Brother Roy, you can call the cops right now. I break both your fucking kneecaps, and you don't walk out of here on your own 2 feet. You go out of here in a wheelchair on a stretcher. He said, call the cops right now. Call them. I don't care. He said,
But did your father know that he had God on his side?
But my... I don't think he get it. I think my dad at that point could take
I don't
God.
Give a shit. I don't give a shit if you got God, his fucking kid, that fucking lady that had his kid. I don't give a shit if you got fucking her husband. I'm going to break your fucking niece.
Yeah, but I have God on my side.
Yeah.
My child.
My child.
You cannot hurt
Here's
me.
This is what bugs me. If this guy's a real believer in God, yeah, he would have been like, it's okay. God will protect me.
Or he should have just gone, I'll forgive you.
Yeah. I'll forgive you.
I'll forgive you.
I'll forgive you.
That's pretty good. Because in between those yells of pain, yep, I don't think you're going to be thinking about forgiving me. I'm not thinking you're going to think about your fucking niece.
I will forgive you.
No, I don't think you are.
No, I'm going to forgive you.
All right, I'm going to start rolling on my sleeves right now.
Okay.
If you got a God.
Your son can stay. Your son can stay. Please leave. I will never let him under my skirt again.
I'll give that duty to a new boy. A new boy will get
so
that duty.
So what'd he say?
So he gets pale white, you know, and
he's a Catholic priest. Dude, how pale is he getting?
Dude, yeah, I know.
What is he? Did he turn red?
Yeah. What reverse? So we're fucking...
See, Kelly, because they're already white, pale. Okay, go ahead.
So,
fuck is his zombie ass? She's like...
mouth open.
So then my dad goes, and he had like a watch, like a timer watch. My dad goes,
had a watch?
Yeah, he goes, I'm going to give you...
Get the fuck out of here.
He goes, I'm going to give you exactly 1 minute to think about this. Really? And then he flits away, and he like, it's like counts down 60 seconds, and he doesn't know what to do. And I don't know what to do. I'm looking at my dad like...
Are you in the room?
I'm in the room. That's what I'm saying. I'm in the room. And then my dad gets up and stands in front of the door with his arms folded when he's counting the thing. He's, you know, he's like, so this...
Can I just ask you a question and answer me honestly?
Absolutely.
To me... Like my father left too. Okay, I mm-hmm. didn't know my dad either. But if I fucking had a dad that stuck up for me like that, that was willing to fucking beat the tar out of a priest, you understand how fucking I'd be like, my dad's the shit.
I'll tell you this.
Well,
my dad's the shit. I mean, was that going through your head?
Of course. No, of course. I love my dad. That's what I'm saying. It's just like people ask me like, oh, like my friends always make fun of me. Like, oh, come on. You know, your dad.
They're still making fun of you?
Well, like, no. Like
you hit people with chairs.
No, but I'm not a tough guy like that. I just got emotional that one day. I'm not, but I'm not, you know?
Kelly, just remind me, no chair for Chris anymore.
He stands.
Jesus, your dad's awesome. He sounds like he's from Goodfellas. Watch that. It's like watching a home
movie. Did you hear her just fucking getting all sopping wet in her undercarriage listening? She's like,
you're like an American. Bad boy. Was your dad? What's your dad doing later?
His dad is not Chris.
I'm saying
Chris
true.
Softie.
I am. I'm
Kelly. Kelly. Yo. We're gonna make her sit on some paper towels from now on.
Jesus.
And then we'll know when she's getting fucking hot and wet with a guest.
Man. She's gonna start moving around.
Chris is one of the first guys I met when I moved here. I think the first mic I ever did, I met Chris.
There you go.
And you were the only person who knew me when I was fat.
That's true. You were fucking fat.
Yeah.
She was?
No, she was. I mean, she was heavy.
Listen, look, Chris, she was a fat.
She was fat.
Because there's the thing is, on her Facebook.
Still wanted to fuck me, though. Yeah. Come on,
dude. Yeah, I did.
I think I actually liked you. I thought you were really sexy when you were fat. No. I went to your Facebook, and you have to go. I did some research.
You have to go back.
She said she's fat. So I'm like, wait a minute. I looked at a couple of your photos, and I'm going back and back and back.
No.
You got to go. Way this bitch buried her fat pics, and all of a sudden you start seeing a little arm fat, and then you see a little fat, and then all of a sudden that little face, and the photos, even from way above on a seat on the roof, she's and then all of a sudden and then boo, and then she's in sneakers, and then all of a sudden
hey, you guys.
You guys want to hang out?
Her mouth is fat.
You guys like snacks?
Like I'm fat outside of wearing a retainer.
She's always eating.
You guys, it's really good. It's your American bread. It's so tasty.
She's always drinking and eating.
Big fucking lunch lady arms.
You're a big girl, but you were hot. You had nice big titties, and she was hot.
I'm looking this up when I get home.
You always smell good.
You gotta go back. You gotta go way back on her Facebook and just keep clicking. And when you want to stop, keep clicking.
Keep going.
And then you're gonna want to just keep clicking. All of a sudden,
I thought I got rid of them all.
It's like the fucking cup of water in Jurassic Park. You just.
I like that it's like internet directions. You're like, you're going to go far.
Yeah.
You're going to go back even to like 2010. Keep going.
You'll see Fat Kelly is coming.
She gets
come on.
Fat.
Kelly. She was a big girl, but she was very pretty. I have to say that even when she was fat, she was still hot.
It
doesn't matter. You got that face. You got a good face. You got a good fat face.
All right.
That's a good thing. You got a nice. Well, it's a compliment.
I'm quitting smoking soon, so I'll be back. Okay. I'll be back. Don't worry.
I'd love. Nothing would make me happier than to see you just over here fat. Sweating.
It's already happening.
Putting the podcast together.
Kit, Bubby. Yeah. Can I sit down and have a glass of water?
Kelly, what's going on?
I'm sweating like a pig.
Can I have a snack?
Well, I gave you a snack already.
I know, but it's not chocolate.
All right, I hear some chocolate. Kelly, slow, are you okay, Kelly?
I said it's okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I don't know, I'm just getting some.
Oh, God, I love Fat Kelly. She's got a list.
She's the best because she's always got food in her mouth.
So, Bubby.
Yeah.
Can you hand me that napkin, please?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry, I was getting food crystals all over the microphone.
What's happening, guys? Anyway.
All right, so yeah. So it's funny, September 11th, I actually, on the Facebook thing there, we have the job, which I did. If it's on my Facebook, somebody posted it. Some dick every once in a while, some lovely dick will post the episode of the job that I was in, which was Dennis Leary's show. I believe on ABC.
What was the accent that you were doing?
It was a Cuban accent.
Wow.
But here's the deal. Is when I booked it, I was in the audition. I was just fucking off. There's no way I thought I was going to get it. It was a starring role. I was just going, you know, Mistul.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing all kinds. I was doing like three different types of AC.
Hey,
and then the
Roto Squata,
the Cuban. And I booked it. And we started shooting. And I was fucking out of my mind. Because I was living in L.A.
Yeah.
I had to come back. I booked this fucking Dennis Leary. I'm such a fan. Huge fan. Apostle. Serpico. All those guys. I was like, fucking holy shit. This is so... Because I was just a fan. You know, when you get to do a TV show, it's awesome. But when you're like, you know, the 2-2 that's coming out.
Yeah.
April 15th, by the way.
I saw you in a quick promo of it when I was watching the basketball game last night.
Sunday night, CBS, after The Good Wife. It's a brand new show called NYC 2-2. It's about five new rookies in the Bronx. And they
I don't know what that was. Anytime anyone points to me, I just do that.
You just give the fucking devil horns?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
All right. I point to people sometimes as I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's the Italian in me.
Yeah.
But it's coming out after The Good Wife, CBS on Sunday night. It's actually a good show. When you're filming this stuff, you don't know if this shit's going to be good. Hey, what's up, baby? You don't know if this shit's going to be good or not.
Hey, Don.
All right, don't fucking end the podcast. Can we just ignore her? All right?
I just wanted to say hello to your wife.
All right, well...
I don't, I'm Chris.
This is Chris.
Nice to meet you.
All right, enough. Mama, get the... No talking on the fucking podcast. You know the rules. Oh God! What of?
I'm standing right across the street, and I look beside me, and there's a woman who's like my age.
Yes.
She's standing, backpack on, a pair of slacks, no top, no. She's.
Did you take a photo?
Bra?
I couldn't take a photo.
What? How? Really?
Bra or flesh boobies?
Boobies.
Whoa!
Damn,
whoa.
But she's still
across here.
Top that off. She had like this.
Across here?
No, down to 23rd.
Damn it!
Shit.
Oh, you pervert. Can you let her finish the story? You fucking... What, are you going to leave the podcast?
It's across the street.
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
And she had a mustache.
Real mustache.
No, she had a mustache drawn in.
Okay, disguise. I get it.
Yeah, so she could...
Were her nipples covered?
No, she was like...
How... Boobies. Now, big question. Don't get mad at me. How were the tits?
She had pretty decent tits.
Nice. I love my wife. Huh? Didn't get mad. Gave me an honest answer.
I looked at her and I was like, geez, can't you get arrested? So she proceeded to tell me that New York state law says that women can go topless.
Really?
Whoa.
We got a new thing for Kelly. Kelly's for the YKWD. You have to do it.
Oh, boy.
What?
And then we're walking by.
We're going to put a mustache on you, Kelly.
Oh.
And the guys were like, come back. She came back and they were taking photos with her.
And you didn't get a photo.
No.
You're an asshole.
It was just weird.
It was weird.
Do me a favor. Take your top off. Go get me a Starbucks iced coffee. Large, two Splenda, little half and half. What? Get a backpack. I got one right in there. Do whatever you're going to do. Get my bandolier. That's fucking crazy. All right. Now, are you done? Oh, good.
That was a good story.
Yeah,
it was a good story. It was
good.
All right. All right. We get it. You guys like my fucking wife. Shut up. Kelly.
What? If I wear a mustache, people are still gonna know it's me.
No, they're not.
Mustache. You're gonna wear your mustache.
First of all,
I can't. I'm not comfortable with nudity.
Mustache. This is gonna help you for when you become fat again.
Oh God.
This is gonna help you.
So September 11, Chris.
No, I was telling the story, you jackass.
You're talking about the job. Oh, Dennis Leary.
No. So, anyways, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna. Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your shut up? No, it's fine.
Are you gonna do it?
No.
All right, then.
Just do it.
God,
all
right, listen. Just do it.
It's just flesh with
fat.
Yeah,
honestly.
Anyways.
We'll be right.
So, yeah, I booked the job. I got on it. It was fucking nuts. But the day we you got to imagine, we're down the Jersey Shore. They literally put palm trees in the sand. It was September, so it wasn't really cold, hot out. And they just made this, like, Miami at this resort right on the Jersey Shore. And, you know, all these girls in bikinis. I had my first double banger for the people that are not in the business. When you get a trailer, you get a honey wagon, which is the four little tiny trailers with a little bed, maybe a bathroom.
Yeah.
Or you get a double banger, which is two trailers. Or they have a triple banger, which is three trailers and one big trailer. Or a double banger, which is they cut it in two. And then a trailer, which is movie star status. You get the whole fucking thing. Right. I got a double banger for the first time. I had a triple banger before, but a double banger. So you get half of the trailer, which is, you know, you get a living room. You get a fucking VCR. You get a radio. You get a mirror. You get your own bathroom.
I'd be furious if there was a VCR in my trailer.
Why? Oh, back then it was good.
No, I'm saying now.
Well, they have DVD players now. Okay. But yeah, back then it was fucking, don't date me, you cunt. Listen, technology flying along, okay? So I'm in my trailer. I'm in this stupid fucking creamsicle outfit. I got my hair all done up like the gorgeous Cuban. And we shoot a couple scenes. I go back. I'm like, oh my God. I go back to my trailer. I'm in my trailer. I'm literally leaving the trailer door open. All these fucking hot broads are walking by. And all of a sudden, I hear a girl just screaming. Like screaming. I have Howard Stern on the thing. And I hear, hey guys, is something a plane or blah, blah. And he starts talking about the planes. And I don't know. It's a joke or not. Then people are just running by crying. And then I run out to the beach. And from where we were, you could see the smoke coming up from one of the towers. You could see the smoke. That's how fucking, oh my, and just went to shit from there. It was fucking nuts. Couldn't use your phone. We were stuck out in Jersey. First day of shooting on the job. It literally went from the highest of highs of like, oh my God, I'm doing a show with one of my fucking idols to, and scenes with them too, to fucking the world's coming to a fucking end. Yeah. And it's all just ripped away.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. But
Yeah.
But Chris took a
I didn't hit anybody with a chair.
Yeah, but Chris took a fucking chair to a guy.
He stood up for the country.
You know what? It might have been a couple months till we got in Iraq, but Chris struck that day.
And then, you know what else I did too is I forgot, like I just had like emotional like tips that day because you know I didn't talk to my mom, you know, so I didn't know. Yeah, I'm getting a ride home. I'm just assuming she's dead because I didn't hear from her, whatever. So I opened the door to my apartment. She's standing there. Right, I'm thinking it's a ghost. I'm like, there's no way. How is she even alive? She's got like blood all over her knees.
Jesus.
So I just, again, flipped out. I fucking punched a hole through my door. Like I don't know why I did that. I just punched a hole through my door. And then she goes, no, relax. I fell off the bus in Brooklyn. I'm like, how did you escape that? And then you fall off the bus in Brooklyn. But it was like, because of like that day was so weird, like emotions that I experienced, I've still never experienced that. It still fucks me up. I still have like huge anxiety issues, like separation anxiety when like she walks out the door, because I'm like, because it's like I experienced what it was like for her to be dead for 6 hours, because in my reality I was like, she's dead, that's it. How could she survive the building
falling? I do that on a daily basis with my mom, but I it's by choice.
Oh yeah,
my mom. No, I'm kidding. My mom's annoying sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Die,
my mom too.
Die. Yeah. So you don't like when your mom leaves? Is that why you still live with your mom until you were? How old are you?
27.
You're 27. You're a typical. Did you see the new fucking TV show that's coming out?
No.
It's all Italians from the Bronx or whatever.
Right.
Guys like you, right? But they, you know, the big bad motherfuckers. But they all live with their mom.
What?
It's a new show coming out with they call it Mama's Boys.
On what?
On A&E or one of those, one of those shows.
Oh, it's a reality show.
Reality show, okay. And it's these Italian guys that live with their mom. And every day I'm home at 5 o'clock for dinner.
She fucking cooks me a good fucking meal. That's the men I have to choose from. This is awful.
No, this is not
horrible.
No, on the fucking alt rooms you hang out in.
What?
Yeah, you're gonna be choosing some guy.
You don't open up.
She's gonna be choosing some guy. It's like, hey.
You have choices.
I don't know if you're ever on Xbox Live, but if you are and you want to talk. I'm like usually playing StarCraft or something.
You're not fucking picking some guy. It's like, hey, what's up, toots? You fucking, you get wet for this, huh? Come here. Don't fucking look at me.
That's
kind of
sexy.
So you like that? You like Italian
dudes? Not if he lives with his ma.
Why not?
It shows that he cares.
He's always coming to you. You don't have to go to him.
Because then I'm the one who has to take the place of the ma.
Of the ma?
Yeah, because they once...
The way you say that with your weird accent. The ma. I'm like, what's a ma?
Because when she leaves, I have to, you know, step in and, like, you know, do his laundry for him and stuff. I'm not here to look after anybody.
No, that's not true.
I barely look after myself.
That's not true, though.
Hang on one second. Okay, here we are. All right, we're back. All right, Kelly, I had to just fix something on the thing. What do you want to do, Kel? Do you want to what?
I wanted to go to the bathroom.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I can wait.
Oh. You're going to have to wait a half.
I really.
10, 15 minutes.
I really love the fact that you were just telling her to shut up and she's just like,
but I have to pay.
I should have let her fight. But what are you?
The pay?
The hole in the ceiling. Did you notice that?
I never noticed that before.
Well, because Dawn actually made, we redid the kitchen and she had a guy change the.
Yeah, you guys moved it out.
But here's the thing.
A good idea.
This weekend, I was in Reno.
The biggest little city in the world.
It is the biggest. That's the. I don't get it. I don't know what that means.
Something that meth heads laugh about.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't understand what that means. If someone could let me know what the fuck that meant. It's a pretty big city, and you know, I mean, Rhode Island is a small big city, but this was actually pretty goddamn big. I was there at Catch a Rising Star. Good club, but good people. Weird people. Fucked up, you know. It's
like Tucson of Nevada. I know exactly what it's like.
Well, have you been there?
Well, no, but I've been to Tucson.
Then how the fuck do you know it exactly?
Because fucking people that I know that have been to fucking Reno say it's a lot like fucking Tucson.
Chris, have you ever been to fucking Reno?
Never been. Can't
Never.
Say.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Not even for business?
You ever go for business.
Nah, you have a fucking casino, huh? Hey,
Vegas.
Your father doesn't have certain vested interests?
Sure, dad's throwing some people in Lake Tahoe.
Fucking Tahoe. You got a fucking compound over Tahoe.
Chrissy, listen, I'm going out to the desert.
Kelly, you ever fucking been there?
No.
No.
The worst. That fucking stupid.
Spit it out, Dan. Second water. Spit it out, buddy. Come on.
Fucking hurt.
It's gonna be all warm now. It's gonna be all warm. Spit it out. So it tastes good.
I got it down.
Yeah.
Her mom back.
Attaboy.
I don't even know what it was. Kelly, ever been?
Everybody. She was trying to go up. She was trying to be positive. No. Listen, you've never been to Reno?
No, where is it?
It's in Nevada. Oh. It's one of the only states left that prostitution is legal.
Oh,
but
damn.
It's not. Here's the thing. You think that prostitution's legal in certain counties, not in downtown Reno, but in certain counties around Reno, it's legal. You would figure that it would be the shit. Like, there'd be just gorgeous prostitutes everywhere.
It's prostitution.
Yeah, but it's not. Like, in Vegas, you go to the bar, you have to be careful because there's pretty girls sitting at the bar and they're fucking whores. But in you think where it's legal, it would be a little nicer. No, it's just meth heads and fucked up. I know prostitutes are fucking usually meth heads, but there's some, you know, girls out there with some standards, I would imagine, right? No?
Probably not.
No?
They're whores.
They're whores. But I was there, and I actually, I went fly fishing with a really cool guy, one of the fans of the show, actually. Actually, really fucking great guy. Took me out fly fishing on Pyramid Lake. Where ladder fishing, where you take these ladders, it looks like lifeguard ladders with seats on the top.
That's pretty awesome.
And you take them out into the water, you put your waders on, and you walk out and you put them in the water and you climb up and you sit on the fucking seat and you sit there and you just fish. But there's literally 100 dudes doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys are all in camo waders with, you know, gray beards down to their fucking knees. Just fucking rednecks or really rich people. That's who fly fish. the fucking rednecks are really rich guys. Usually rich guys have a tour, young twink bearded, a young bearded guy with no gray in his beard, mm-hmm. taking them to the best places. But we went out, we fished, he fell in the water, which was hilarious. Made me so happy because I almost fell in because my ladder was, he didn't teach me how to use the ladder correctly.
God, I would have loved to see that panic face.
Oh, his dude, he went to get off his chair and he slipped and he was trying not to fall in, trying not to fall
it's
in
the
water.
Funniest thing.
Yeah.
The come face on. Is just, it's just, he almost had it. Like he was trying to fight gravity, everything, and with his face. He was trying to pull himself up. Like grab something with his face. Like,
I saw you make that face when I opened for you at Delhi, and
really?
We drove back, and you parked by your house and slipped on that ice outside the rental car, and you were.
Did I really?
Yeah, you made that. Oh fuck! I was laughing.
Will you try to stop time like, with your face?
Like if you move your head quick enough.
Yeah. But we caught no fish because I'm a fucking mush. We didn't catch any fish, but it was like fishing on Mars. Being out there in the desert, it was in Navajo, whatever the fuck, Indian reservation, too.
I believe that is Ute territory.
There it is.
For I believe that is the land that belongs to the Apache.
Yeah.
A war tribe.
All right.
And if you try to take the fish,
was it a drunk Indian?
If you really want to fuck with me, bro, like he just breaks it, and just starts talking normal.
Here's the thing:
if you really want to go outside, man, I got a hunting knife on me. I'll fucking kill you.
It's September 11th, man. I'm angry.
Really fuck me up, bro. They didn't just attack you; they attacked me.
Like you guys attacked me back in the day.
Or at least my grandfather should.
Dude, let me tell you, I've been watching these Indian shows too. Reservation patrol, police, Indian reservation, whatever the fuck they are. It's the cops that patrol the reservations out in Utah, Arizona, and in Nevada. And these fucking these cops are fucking. They go to these Indians and they just drunk Indians and they're fucking yelling at these cops. Like, fuck, I don't know how to do it. But they're just yelling, fucking fuck you. And these guys are like, come on, man. Come on, Steven, stop. Come on, let's not do this.
Yeah, we're friends.
If these were New York cops, they'd be...
Hey, what the fuck are you talking about, huh? Huh, red man? Huh? You want to fucking yell at me? You don't even know what the fuck... I'm from the fucking 116th precinct. I'll fucking snap your head.
I smoke your fucking cigarette, but I'm going to fucking smoke you in a second.
I'm not going to lie. Your cigarettes might be all natural. The beating I give you is going to be very unnatural. You better fucking hold me back. My aunt ran a hospital...
He literally spins right out of a character. My aunt.
But she did. She ran.
Like
she,
you're fucking Superman in a phone booth. Huh, you Clark Kent again, huh?
Hey, how are you doing? But my aunt ran a hospital on a Indian reservation in Northern California. And I used to like go out and visit her. And those guys do not like white people.
No.
Mm. Oh, no.
No.
I was in a 7-Eleven that they had on the res. And oh, boy.
Right.
My aunt was like, you go in and you come right back out.
Right.
These fucking dudes.
Why? They still
why?
Like...
Why would you like us?
No, I hate white people. I'm white.
They used to be fucking hunt and gather and own the land and tradition. Now they're fucking alcohol is killing their fucking people. Yeah. They don't speak their language anymore.
They've been fucking murdered off.
Yeah, they're murdering each other off. Yeah. They're killing each other. I mean, you know, these crimes. A lot of the crimes that happen are fucking family disputes or. Girl, boy, shit. They just kill each other. Like, they'll fucking just kill. And all of them have guns. They have knives. They're just fucking, like, back in the day, just stick a knife right in your heart and watch you die and then take the kids.
Yeah. And
I killed your uncle, and it was honorable. He died.
Oh, yeah. There ain't none of that shit no more. Now they're like, fuck it. It used to be like, for when the great sun sets in the morning, we will have battle. And now they're like, fuck you, bro. Yeah. You took my Xbox controller. I'm gonna put a gun in your fucking mouth.
But I was out there, and I had a fucking great time with this guy. But I did. I put my iPhone in my fucking pocket, and I was out in the water for like 2 hours having a blast. It's the worst thing is I was having a blast. Mm. I was having such. I'm in the water. I'm fishing. I'm casting. Everything's going good, and I didn't even know. And then I get out to make a phone call. I'm like, where's my phone? I went and I reached it and I just pulled it out. It was just dripping wet. And I'm like, ugh. It's just everything that fun that just happened was taken away.
Did you Did you get extremely angry, or were you just defeated?
I get defeated with when my electronics, because I just hear her going, "You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need it. We don't need it." And I'm just like, "Oh fuck! How am I gonna be able to get this?" But I'm a fucking smart motherfucker. When I bought my iPhone, they said, "Do you want the Care Plus package that comes with Apple for $100?" What does that mean? Oh, you can smash your phone or get your phone wet. Up to 2 times in 2 years, and we give you a new phone for $49. No fucking questions asked. And I did that. I found an Apple store in the middle of the fucking desert somewhere. I was fucking nuts.
An Indian reservation Apple store?
Yeah.
For when our great chief, with the eyes made of glass, went into the netherworld. For he gave us products.
It's not an apple, it's a hunk of corn.
Yeah. Welcome to the maize store. What can I get for you?
So we went. I got my new phone, and then this is the fucked up thing. I wanted to bring this up is that we went to James. The manager of the place. Took me to Virginia City. Have you heard of Virginia City?
No.
Okay, it's a town. It's during the gold rush. Okay, of Nevada. These people moved to Virginia City. They found silver mines. They were looking for gold. They were hucking all this shit out. All of a sudden, they realized the shit they were throwing out was silver. So 30,000 people moved up to the top of this mountain, basically, on the side of this mountain, Virginia City in 1850.
Oh, it's probably doing good now.
But here's it. It's a tourist town now. But it's the same way, pretty much the way it was. The main drag is the way it was.
That's pretty awesome.
Back in the day.
That's like Tombstone, Arizona.
Right. Yeah. It's all the old buildings and then the fucking museums. And I went into it's fucking incredible. You're driving up, 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 and all of a sudden you make a turn and you're in this.
You just see a shoeless child in fucking overalls as you pull by.
You shouldn't come around here. You got a mouthful of teeth.
Fucking, I know all about those towns, man.
No, it's not that. It's a
mountain town.
It's not a mountain town, you fucking.
We have a ton of them in Colorado.
Will you stop? Get the face off.
I don't trust you.
It's not a mountain town. Kelly, will you pull up Instagram, the app Instagram on there, please?
Okay.
Please, Wheezy. Oh, boy. Bring me. Wheezy Box?
We only got electricity 5 years ago.
I don't know if you can hear me, Wheezy Box, but can you bring me a picture? Of the town that Bobby's talking
Instagram,
about.
Instagram is
sacrifice three ruse.
Instagram is an app. It's Twitter, but with photos. You take photos of your day or wherever you are, and you put them up. And you can look at your followers' photos. They look at yours, but you can fuck with them. You can put filters on it. And I actually one of my favorite apps. I use it all the fucking time. But I take photos of where I'm at and all that stuff. Babe, where's my bag? My one of those bags. My BBP bag. The one I take with me. Yeah, the black one. Anyways, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go to the settings. Turn it to me for a sec, babe. Mm-hmm. Go to the profile and then go to my photos.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're on the intranet. In the back where the computer is, there's a magazine. That's for Dan. In the back. The back. That's the front. You wonder why I fucking get angry. All right.
Sky Mall.
I got Sky Mall for you for your tech talk today.
Oh, thank you.
Because you suck at tech talk.
Can we talk about airplanes again?
Shut up now. Put that down. Don't look at it now. But anyways, all right. I'm bringing this fucking whole thing to a screeching halt. But we're going to take a little break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some shit that happened in Virginia City.
In the mountain town?
Yeah. If you go to the first photo right there. Click on that.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking Virginia City right there. Look at that shit.
What
do you get that face off for? Why do you have the face on there?
Because I've been to towns like that.
You've never been to this town.
They scare me.
That's crazy. I'll give you that it's scary.
It's but scary.
It's a tourist place.
Silver mine, Colorado is scary as shit. It's a mountain town that was a silver town.
Yeah, but this is touristy now. Like all
Silver mine's supposed to be touristy.
I got really good barbecue at this place.
Yeah, they have to have food.
Well, not in the places you're talking
it's
about.
It's probably humans. You're probably eating people.
So what? They fucking tasted like meat candy.
Yeah.
I'd eat a human if it tasted like that. Have you ever been to a desert town? Have you ever been out of the Bronx?
Do you know?
My cousin Vinny, have you ever been to a back road?
Yeah. I've been to Jersey.
Have you ever had a grit? Do you know what a ute is?
Well, I played Division III basketball, so we went to some real big shit towns like that and just fuck. I was in some town in North Carolina called Wilson, North Carolina. I swear to God, it was a shit town. We're driving down the road and a fucking wolf, like a real full-blown wolf, came out and started running alongside of our bus. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life, like with a real like wolf teeth and... You know, so I've been in some of those.
You can just say wolf. We get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
He's got these.
You guys, first of all, he said wolf 9 times, and then he actually did with wolf teeth, and he made the teeth. Nobody saw that at home, but he actually went,
living.
We teeth. You should have went.
He does it with his finger.
Listen, when we come. maybe it was Jacob.
I'm Team Edward.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right. When we come back, Kelly's gonna take a piss. I can see it in her face. Her shoulders are slumping. we're gonna come back after this quick break. Give you a little information on what you need to help out the podcast and other shit. So one sec.
Hey man, you ever want to know what it's like to be with a real man who knows your intimate feelings? You obviously talking about Robert Kelly. You need to check him out live. RobertKellyLive.com will let you know all the silly places he's playing. I'm like a snake that's built to a big ass muscular motherfucker. I don't even know what that means. Ocean City, Maryland. Secrets Nightclub on the 19th of April. West Haven, Connecticut. Ooh. You're going to get it in the Treehouse. Treehouse Comedy, that is. The 20th and the 21st. Finally, West Haven. You're not the only town that's getting it. Point Pleasant, you next. 27th of April. Things going to get real sexy, finally. Governors, Bohemia. Ooh, on the 4th of May, that shit's going down. Check it all out. Check it all out. RobertKellyLive.com, you motherfuckers.
For Robert Kelly and his website. And let's slate your name.
Yeah, Randy Savage.
All right, and let's action.
Yeah, I want to thank you for listening to the You Know What Dude podcast. Yeah, go to thecomedyawards.com. Vote for the app iPhone. Yeah, we're talking about the phone that you put in your hands. You control everything with your finger like the Macho Man. Yeah, Robert Kelly Live. That's an app. Go to thecomedyawards.com and vote for it. Your friends, your family, yeah, maybe even your sexy wife that also doubles as your manager, yeah. Vote for thecomedyawards.com, yeah. Better than me beating Steamboat at WrestleMania 3. For there is a new sun on the rise, giving its love to the field. And that also is the way that I say that a new television show is coming to the network with the giant eye, which means CBS. NYC 22 on CBS April 15th. For it features our great bald-headed chief, Robert Kelly. Spread the word, a great show about a young band of warriors that much control their tribe.
All right, we're back. Kelly went to pee. Or poo.
No. Definitely number onesies.
You went pee?
Yeah.
Did you use the bidet?
No.
Why not?
Because it scares me. I just wipe. I'm not an invalid. I can wipe myself.
It's got warm water that shoots on you.
Really?
And her.
I still have to wipe, though. Because
yeah, but hers has two. What? You know it has an air thing. You hit the air button. And you
know. Are you crazy? You got a toilet from the future.
From the future? From the future?
Fat Kelly wants to come back and say hello.
Fat Kelly.
I just want to say I'm excited to eat another cake. Keep
we
on
can't
eating.
Wait. Listen, I hope you don't become fat again because I'm going down.
I'm pleased to hear.
not that you've noticed, apparently. But
maybe that should be my name. Bro. Maybe that should be my name, Fat Kelly.
Fat Kelly. There you go, Fat Kelly. Can you deal with that, though?
Yeah.
All right, nobody be mean with it.
But then when I get fat, it's like, maybe I'll
stop. Yeah, we change it to used to be thin.
Yeah. I get it, Kelly.
It used to be called Remember When?
Never gonna let that happen, guys.
You look good. You look good. Keep it off.
Thanks.
And we're gonna get you a nice boy from this podcast. If there are any nice guys who are Italian.
Oh yeah, I would totally go for Italian.
Yeah, but
Italian
not
Jersey.
Fucking not like for Chris's father Italian. Right.
Nah.
We don't want priest threateners.
No.
One of the last guys I went out with was like a Jersey Italian, and I fucking loved it.
Really?
Because he was like, he always say, like, we're driving in the car. Yeah. By the way, when a man's driving, the sexiest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah, because you guys never had automobiles.
It's way better than when you're just walking next to someone on a dirt path and a roo jumps in front of your way.
Yeah, swing and a miss.
She's got some fight in her.
Callie's on fire. Callie's on fire. Yeah. Come on, Dan.
I did. I was doing this.
You didn't do it. Just because it was about
you. You're doing the fat voice. Let's do it.
All right.
But yeah, he was great though because he'd be like, "Nuff for nothing, nuff for nothing," and I'm like, "Oh god."
You like that?
Fuck yeah.
You like dumb guys? No offense, Chris.
Yeah, it's no disrespect.
No disrespect. Not taken. Okay?
No offense taken.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're single.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you're single.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I mean, listen. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Yep.
I'm not saying this because you're here. I'm not saying this just for the podcast.
For
saying
the ratings.
I was trying to boost those ratings.
Trying to get the 18 to 35 demographic.
Hey, everyone knows those women, 18
to
24.
Oh my God, we're like the new Ross and Rachel. Are they going to get together? Come on.
Callie's not on fire. Callie's not on fire. Callie's not on fire.
Welcome
Dan
back to Earth.
Dan was trying to get me back.
Listen,
just set a trap.
So why wouldn't you hook up with here? He's a good looking guy. I mean, his eyes are a little sunken, like somebody fucked somebody in his other family.
Maybe.
They have a little, they have a little, what do they call that, honey?
Chris doesn't need me.
Inbreeding?
Inbreeding.
Inbreed eyes?
His dark Italian eyes.
Could have.
His eye sockets didn't develop.
Your dad's Sicilian?
Sunken eye sockets.
Yeah, my dad's Sicilian, but my mom's 100% Irish. Yeah. Oh. Right, mom's got red hair.
Listen.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you hook up with a guy like Chris?
I don't know. I don't think. No offense, Chris. What's up? No offense.
You don't think I look good?
No, I don't think I could trust a boy like you because you seem like kind of guy that gets stuff.
No chance you could.
The guy like Chris, look at him. He's a fucking monster. He'd be getting the puss all the time. I couldn't trust him.
Is that what you call it, the puss?
Yeah, getting the puss.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I would be up.
I've never heard
about
something
that
I like so much be called something.
Yeah, you made me go ugh. I don't want to fucking. The puss. Sounds like just a fucking chunk of whale meat that you
she's like,
fuck.
She's like, get one good line in and everyone turns on you. Come on.
You gotta go to Japan to get the puss. Hey, we have the puss.
You want the old or new puss?
I don't know, getting your dick wet? So,
whoa.
Wow. You guys,
hey. She's getting saucy. That's
they really are the descendants of criminals.
Yes.
In the way they explain even sex.
Yeah.
She's like, what? You want to get your fucking dick knocked off? You're like, I don't even know what that means.
I'll fucking take a couple swipes at my fucking puss.
Want to go down to Musk Town and fuck around in my lady swamp?
You want to fucking take your alligator, your crook, down to my fucking swamp? Listen, so you would definitely, you're a scumbag. You're a self-admitted fucking ladies dude. You like the puss.
I do. I'm obsessed with it, with the girl. But
you love the puss.
I love the puss. I love the whale. But now I'm in this new thing where I would be completely upfront.
Why are you shaking your head, Dan?
I'm upfront with every girl about the type of person I am.
What type of person is that? I'm a girl. Hang on. Stop. I'm a girl. We're at a club. I come up to you. Play along, okay?
Okay.
Hey, hi. I'm Kathy. How are you?
Hi. What's Chris? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I really thought you were funny.
Oh, thanks a lot. You want to hang out? You want to grab a beer or something?
I'd love to. I don't drink, but I'll get a cranberry juice.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Cranberry juice is good for me, too.
I get it. You can't handle your shit.
Who's this?
I'm his friend, Vito.
This is Paulie. How you doing?
Hey, Paulie. You got a fat friend for me?
Nah, I have no friends, Paulie.
You're wearing a lot of cologne, Paulie.
You're a cock block. That's what you are. Get the fuck out of here. Who's you're ruining Chris's
night. So,
who's this wog?
Kelly. Kelly, it's me. It's Bobby.
I thought you were. Oh, my God. We've never role played? I thought you were really telling me you were a lady?
All right. That's so the way real. They do improv in Australia. They really just get into it.
Yes, and?
So, you're not a girl.
I like fat girl.
So, is that... is that ice cream? Not for everyone?
Oh,
or can show our just eat
on? Yes, it's bad. Oh, yes, he's
my
bad.
Fucking face hurts.
Oh, God. Fat Kelly made him spit on the wall. Fat Kelly's awesome. Fat Kelly's the best.
It's got to be a ringtone, Fat Kelly.
Oh, that's great. Oh, right on the wall. Good job. Well done, Dan.
Good job, Danny.
It's going to be a ringtone. Yeah. Hello?
You better pick up your phone so I'm going to eat it all.
I'm going to eat this phone if you don't pick it up.
I'm just going to eat all your phone calls if you don't pick up.
Oh, man. Like, I know deep down inside it's like there is something that's getting hurt, but I just feel so, oh,
dude,
so
it's
cherished.
So funny.
But I just feel so cherished.
This
that's
is
how Megan
right?
I'm just going to tell you something.
Kelly, I've been with you. I've been where you're at. I'm with you. Yeah. There's Fat Bob.
You know my pain. You know my struggle.
I'm Fat Bob right now.
You look good, Bob.
Thanks.
And you're on the way down. I'm on the way up. Oh, boy. Oh, we'll high five each other when we pass.
I'd love to fucking Benjamin Button your fat hand. On the way.
Oh, boy. All
right. So, all right. So, Chris.
Yeah.
So, hey, so I'd love to go. Are we going to go back to your place?
You want to come back? I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. Could, we could totally go back to
I
my
love
place.
Honesty. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
into honesty.
Well, I'm an honest guy.
I'm an honest girl. Yeah. I come from an honest place.
We'll come back to my place. Get right. a bottle of, like White Zinfandel.
I feel
like you'd like White Zinfandel.
I mean, yeah. I mean, 1985. Yeah, go ahead. Were we a Cape Cod during the Kennedy years?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to come back?
It's the same as fucking Kelly.
Yeah. I know. It's all the same. It's all the same.
No, and then, you know, and now I'm at the point in my life where I'd say something.
I want you to, you know.
Yeah, we'll have some White Zinfandel?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But I think you're nice.
I appreciate that. I think you're nice too. And also, I just want to let you know, be upfront with you that you know, I'd like to drink, have a good time, possibly have sex tonight. But this is a non-committal issue. I got a career.
Non-committal.
I got
issue.
A career that I'm working at.
I said you were funny. I didn't say you were that funny. What? We're in a basement in the East Village at an Apple company.
Well,
why? Why? What career are we talking about?
No, as a physical therapist. No, I said a career I'm trying to work at.
Oh, you're trying to work at.
Yeah,
okay.
A career I'm trying to work at. So, and, you know, I don't want you to lead you on.
So basically you're saying is that you just want to fuck and hang out maybe occasionally. It's not going to go anywhere. You're in love with your career first.
No chance. Exactly. Really? And unfortunately, I'm going to have to be honest with you. I'd rather not have sex with you.
Wow.
And then have sex with you and wind up, you know, having you be upset and me feeling like a dirtbag.
So if I fuck you and
week,
not get upset, you're cool.
That would be the best thing. If we could do that, that right. would be like hitting the lotto. I'd be a Mega Million winner if I felt if you could.
All right,
do
let's
that.
Go. Let's go fuck.
Fuck. Take them off.
See, that's
right. I don't want to do it at the club. I go back.
Go back. And I go raw
home.
Dog too. I'm, you know.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm joking.
AIDS is there.
I'm joking. I know. I wouldn't
just
do that.
You're out there fucking knocking bitches up. What are you,
no,
a
I
rapper?
Know fucking,
you're a comedian.
Well, I mean, HPV, that's all that you're going to get.
He's the Sean Kemp.
Listen, we got to go back. We got to fucking steer this shit back because I want to talk about the Virginia City. Okay? Virginia City. We were talking about that before the pee break. Basically, you've never been there.
Never.
You've never been there.
Nope.
You've never been there. But it's no, but never. You've been to places like it.
I've been to very similar places.
Right, but it's not. It's got haunted fucking places.
Oh yeah.
What?
I see. I'm looking at the photo now. And it's got the orb.
Yeah, it's got orbs in it. Okay. Orb. I went to a place called. Let me see here. What are you shaking your head for, Dan?
I don't believe in the dark sciences, man. I believe in the Lord.
I'm not a wizard.
I believe in the Lord and Savior. It's so close to Easter, and I don't want to conjure up dark spirits.
Jesus
conjure. Christ.
Conjure.
It's not, I'm not saying that, dude. I'm saying that I went, what?
What's the name of it? Virginia City? But Virginia it's in Nevada?
City. Yes. Virginia City is the town. It's a silver mining town. They found silver there. Around 30,000 people live there. I think 1,500 live there now. But it was around 30,000 people when at the peak of the gold rush. And I went to, I'm now a member of the Owashoe Club Museum. I'm a member. It's $20 to become a member.
You really are sounding like a tour guide.
I'm a fucking, I joined. You, if you
originally,
go to a place.
Originally founded in 1817, Virginia City was called the Silver Lake of the West.
If you have a chance to become a member of something for $20 and you don't do it, you're an idiot in my eyes. Yeah. You're fucking dumb. If you have the opportunity.
Except the Klan.
That's actually $40.
$60. I don't know. When's the last time you re-upped?
What the fuck is that?
No, that's a video.
What is that?
Stop it.
Oh my God.
That's Kelly.
What is it?
What is it?
What is that?
I don't
know.
Play the video.
I don't think that's coming through, Kelly. I don't think that was coming through. That was.
Oh, shit, my deck. Oh,
hang on. One second. Stop. That. 1 second. Give me 1 second. Okay, that was a video of Kelly's. We're not playing on this. I actually had Kelly sent me a bunch of videos of her doing comedy because she's a comedian and I never saw you do comedy, so I wanted to make sure. And then I found another video of her and her friend goofing off on a thing. It's out there. I'm not going to send people there, but in the next week or so, we're gonna go over Kelly's act.
Dan, help me. Save me, Dan.
No, I want to see this video.
But there's a video out there. First of all, your comedy, you're funny. You're a funny girl. How long have you been doing stand-up?
5 years.
Yeah, she's doing 5 years. You're about where 5 years should be. You got confidence.
Only,
you got some jokes.
Only a year
you're
and a
funny.
Half in New York, though.
What the fuck? Will you let me just fucking give the excuses?
Sorry, Dad. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. No, but we're going to be doing that in the future. But right now, I joined this club, the Owashoe Club. Okay, the museum, and I'm a member. And this is where Ghost Adventurers went. I don't know if you know that. One of their first places they went. They went to Virginia City, and they stayed in a couple places, and the Owashoe Club was one of them. And there's actually ghost activity there. And in the back, it's called the Crypt. And it's where they used to keep the dead in the winter because the ground was too hard to dig. So they keep the dead in this crypt. It was a stone room in the back of the Owashoe Club. And back then it was called the Millionaires Club. And you could only belong to this club if you were a millionaire. There was a bar downstairs and a room and poker and all that shit. And upstairs were all these whores. You had to be a millionaire back then. And in 1875... that's fucking a lot of money.
Yeah.
To be a millionaire back
then. That's 100 millionaire
in the middle of nowhere, by the way. Wow. These guys would be a member of this club, and you could go bang broads, and in the back they had this crypt room where they would keep the dead during the winter. You can go back there. The girl Sue, the lady who runs it, actually, it's $2 if you ever go there. I'm a member now, so I get a discount.
Oh.
But I went back there, and we started to do some EVP work.
Nice.
Because I don't know if you know, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I find it funny too.
Why are you laughing?
We have a specific EVP digital recorder.
Yeah, my fucking iPhone. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's an app.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of people, if you listen.
No, it's not an app.
If you listen to a previous episode of You Know What, Dude, you will know that Bobby has a very secret trait where he can smell ghosts.
What are you fucking laughing at?
Because it's fucking ridiculous.
You know I can. First of all, fuck you, Dan. Second of all, fuck you, Don. You know I can smell ghosts.
He's the Basset Hound of the afterlife.
Have you seen a ghost before?
I haven't seen a ghost, but I smelled them.
And I felt what do they smell like?
They smell like old, chicken? Like, no. No, because you'd eat them.
Sorry.
There's a ghost in the room. I'm scared.
That's the real life. Mine's like the shitty actor take in the Oscars.
Seriously, what I smell like?
Is
it smell like
this
tin?
This podcast is turning on me. This podcast has no rules. No. Anybody's out there to fucking hang. All right, here it goes. I'm sticking to my fucking guns on this. I can smell ghosts that smells like fucking old dead people. Like old, musty. Moth. Like, just, you can smell it. And when you go into a place, I've been into certain places where all of a sudden the hair on my arms is standing the fuck up.
Pyroerection.
No.
That's what it's called.
What is it called?
Pyroerection.
What do you mean?
When you have the hair on your hand stand up in the medical biz, we call that pyroerection.
We're going to get into goosebumps. That too. Remind me to get back into what he does for work.
Okay.
After we talk about this. We're going to get into this real quick. But we, I can feel them and I can smell them. Wow. I've done that. In Louisville, at this hotel that they put you up at, the Louisville Funny Bone or Improv, whatever the fuck it is. The hotel's been around for, you know, a shit, like, oh my God, 100 years. Al Capone used to go there, and he had a secret room in the this beautiful restaurant in the back with a trap door that goes down to the basement into a tunnel that goes a mile out to the river in case somebody was coming after him. There's all these crazy stories of murders and death, and this lady killed herself on the 10th floor. I went up to the 10th floor one day at around 2 in the morning by myself, and I'm walking around. I'm sitting there like nothing. All of a sudden, I felt this fucked up feeling. It got real cold, and the hair on my arms standing straight on its fucking end. I got a hard on. What did you call it?
Pyloerection.
I got an erection. And I was tripping. Fucking, I got the fuck out. And in this place, I went in the back room, same shit. We're in this crypt where they used to keep dead bodies from the 1850s or 1875. Ooh. And I recorded on my recorder, which is just like any fucking digital recorder, honey. All right? Mm. And I caught this. You tell me what you think this is.
Board, ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Did you ask a question?
You ask a question. Ready? Go ahead, you ask.
Okay. Is there anybody here with us? If you are, can you tell us your name?
What was that?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, that was like a baby.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Know this. I'm in this fucking place in the back room with me, James, the lady, and her daughter. That's it.
There's the daughter.
No, the daughter didn't fucking do anything. Nobody in the room did anything. Okay? Okay, so
tell us your name.
Duh. So we're in the back room. We're in the back room. When I'm recording, there's two people in the other room. You can kind of hear them talking a little bit. Okay? Listen.
Tell us why you're here. Take a picture, right?
I'm gonna actually record. Ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Did you ask a question?
You ask a question. Ready? Go ahead. You ask.
Okay. Is there anybody here with us?
I can hear the other people.
If you are, right, can you tell us your name? Can you tell us why you're here?
That's somebody screaming. Now, if I heard some, if right now we heard.
Wait, that was a scream?
Did you hear
it? It was like a baby cry.
Help!
Jesus.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. No.
Did you hear? You heard it.
I heard what that noise was, but I didn't hear help.
Okay, listen to it again.
Infant.
You listen to it. No, it's like, help! Like that. You can hear it right after she speaks the second time.
Ralph! But it's Ralph!
It might be Ralph.
Ralph! And real quick, I want to let you know, I locked that door years ago.
Listen, there's nobody in this fucking place, okay? Except for us four in this room, this crypt. Two people in the other room. You can kind of hear them talking a little bit. And then somebody screams. That's a scream. Okay?
A muffled scream.
It's a muffled scream. If somebody screams downstairs, we're all going to go, who the fuck is downstairs? Correct? There's nobody downstairs.
Before I shit my pants, I'll probably... Right.
Here you go.
Can you tell us why you're here?
Did you hear that? Mm.
Can you attack the blonde kid?
Sorry. That was a little girl. I shouldn't. Little girl goes, not me. I was kidding.
Oh, Jesus. If I was in a room with a guy that said that, I'd be like, who the fuck is this thinking? We just connected with the afterworld. And Bobby's like,
yeah, fucking shits and giggles. Why don't you attack the kid? Huh? He's probably small enough you could fucking knock it down.
Medicus.
Knock it down a couple pegs. Why don't you have this child never fucking sleep again? No, I hope this fucking kid wakes up with horrific nightmares every night. Because I'm a dick.
Every night.
I really
This little kid's like, hey, mister, I don't like living in this podunk town as it is.
She doesn't live there. She's a tourist.
She's a tourist.
I was kidding around. She's a fucking tourist.
Dude, that shit's...
How fucking weird is that? You heard it, right? Yeah.
Mm. I did.
What do you think of it, Chris?
Being
in the medical field, being a doctor.
I'm not a...
You're a doctor.
Not a real doctor.
On this podcast,
okay,
you are.
Fine.
Look, if I can be a girl hitting on you, you can be a doctor.
True.
Go ahead.
Kelly's going to believe it all.
He's a doctor. It's Kelly.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's a doctor.
So you can prescribe. You can prescribe food.
delicious
deli cuts. Not a thing.
Fat Kelly is
deli cuts.
Oh, fucking Kelly. So funny. All right, go ahead.
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
What's your profession?
I mean, I heard it, but I don't know.
Tell me what you think it is. You heard it.
What
three
I think
times.
It is, probably. Yes. You know, like, I don't know. Probably some water pipe thing. Like some
that screams, help!
I don't know. I just.
What the fuck are you laughing at? What do you think it is, Don?
I didn't hear the help. I did hear a muffled scream.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a dead cat.
I don't know what the situation was.
I'm fucking telling everybody. Kelly,
yo.
What do you think? what do you think it is?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a big devil's advocate with that kind of stuff because
don't bring up the devil.
I don't want to believe that stuff. But I used to live in a house where there was always weird stuff going on. So whenever I hear that kind of stuff, it freaks me out a bit.
What do you mean there was weird stuff going on?
Like my computer would
talk into the microphone. Eat that microphone.
I apologize for my professionalism.
Yeah, put that fucking thing right in your mouth, like it's Chris's thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Go ahead,
do it.
Hey Chris, I my computer would turn on all the time, and my doors would open and stuff. And it was a really long corridor, but the whole house was a corridor. And mm-hmm. I would always see something at the corner of my eye, and I went and saw a psychic once, and she's like, "Yeah, there's something going on in your house."
Really?
You know that? Yeah. She fucking freaked me the fuck out. So even now, I don't want to believe that, but I'm still freaking out. Going,
was that in Australia?
Yeah. Oh. And I had my toilet was outside. We had an outhouse. Is that what did it? Dan takes his headphones off. And everything I told you, that's what did it. The outhouse. Is that what did it?
Shit in the woodhouse.
It was the worst in the summer because there'd be mosquitoes hanging around everywhere. You know, so you sat on the toilet to get like mosquito bite your ass.
You know how low this broad's expectations are? You know how easy it would be to bang her and become her boyfriend? You just have indoor plumbing, electricity, and no ghosts. you get in her puss.
I can't believe that's a real thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I had to walk outside in the darkness to go to the toilet.
I got my lantern, my pee lantern. If there's any ruse out here, I'm going to go pee right now.
She was fat back then.
Excuse me, koala bears, I'm not going to eat you.
There's a shit in a bucket outside.
Oh, my
so
God.
You shit outside.
Yeah, there's a toilet outside.
So did you have toilet paper or did you have to use
it was a house.
Aloe vera. Leaves.
Eucalyptus leaves. No, it was a toilet that was built in the 50s. The house was old. It was really cheap and it was in the middle of the city.
So you had a shit in the middle of the night. You had to go outside.
Yeah, but yeah. And I said summer was the worst because the mozzies would come in and I'd be like, oh, there's a mozzie bite, you know, on my right.
What's a mozzie?
A mosquito.
Listen, no more calling it muzzies. You're in fucking Boston. I mean, New York.
Fuck Boston.
Fuck you, cocksucker.
I love that all of a sudden Bobby's so Italian the whole podcast until fucking the Italian New Yorker says fuck Boston and he's right back
being fucking North Shore Bobby.
Red
fuck you. Fucking kid. Fuck you.
Get mosquitoes.
Get it on.
So you had to get your feet dirty to take a shit.
Well, I'd have slippers. I used to put my shoes on. Oh man!
Oh, you had pee shoes?
No, I said I had to put my shoes on.
Oh. You had poo poo shoes.
Pee shoes.
You had poo shoes by the door.
Where are my poo shoes?
Hey, Chrissy, has anyone seen my poo shoes?
Oh God.
Oh shit!
Oh, right. That's cool. That's good.
All right, so you believe in this stuff?
I do heaps.
Where was the toilet haunted?
No.
Did you go in there?
It was just the corridor. just like corridor. Well, because the people that lived in that house before us, one day, this is the best. what fat noises are you making over there?
No, nothing.
That was your asshole.
My asshole.
That was before the anal fusion. It just all stayed in her.
Before my torn asshole came into effect. Anyway, all
right, so
we had one day it rained a lot, and this plastic bag that was in the backyard sort of came up through like the flooding that happened in the backyard, and we grabbed the plastic bag to put it in the bin. There was a passport inside the plastic bag, wrapped up tight, right? And we were like, this is cool, what's this? And then we were talking to the real estate agent, and she was like, oh no, yeah, before we spoke to the real estate agent, we saw an article in the paper, and it was the guy from the passport who'd been arrested for drug trafficking, and he was in jail, so he buried his passport in the backyard, and he lived in that house. And we asked the real estate agent about it, and she's like, oh, that's why you got the house so cheap, because before he left, someone broke in and beat the shit out of him about the housemates. The girl that lived there nearly died, and then we just moved in. We're like, this is really cheap, this place. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's cheap because you get a shit outside.
If anyone tries to overprice a place where you have to leave to shit.
In the middle of winter, it was cold.
Lovely floor space. You will notice that actually these walls were just recently done. Now, if you have to shit, leave. You have to leave.
The reason why it's such an open floor plan, because there's no bathroom.
Anyways, let's take a look at the master.
That is in the back.
Out back.
If you want to sleep, you have to sleep in this hammock.
There's a hammock.
A great house.
The mozzies might bite you.
It's so funny, though. There's mozzies. Nothing. I said, I was expecting somebody to die. She said, someone got beat up there. And it's like,
you find a passport in the back, so we're looking through the house.
But that's not ghosts.
I thought it was going to be a ghost story.
There's no ghost. You can't have a ghost from a fucking dude who got beat up.
A sad ghost?
Yeah. Energy. So have you ever had ghosts? You have ghosts in your basement.
Ghosts in the fucking basement.
I went to his house. I've been to Chris's house, by the way.
When?
It's a
Don't get
house.
Jealous, you slut.
Me too. No, I'm kind of jealous. I'm kind of jealous too.
None of your business. None of your fucking business.
None of your fucking business.
I'll fucking crack you with a coffee cup. I went to his house, and we were filming something at his house, and in the basement,
fancy.
Such
huh?
a DeRosa move. Yeah, dude, I'll be over. I just got to go to a meeting. And then film this thing. What? Huh?
What? I'm on set.
I'm on set right now. What? Where? Anyways, so you have ghosts in your basement. Your aunt, your mother don't go down the basement.
My mother don't go down there. She there's ghosts. There's somebody was a. I think the house was built in like 1940. Somebody got killed in there. There was like a big brawl or something like that. Somebody got killed at some like backyard party. And then my grandmother, who died when I was like one, my aunt claims to see her down there all the time. All the time, hovering over the laundry. So my mother's like, I can't. There's no
How does she do laundry?
Well, she'll go. She won't. I should clarify. She won't go down there alone. If my aunt's home or if I'm home, you know, when I was living there, then she'd do it. But she wouldn't go down there alone because I guess it is kind of, it's a chilling kind of thing when you heard somebody got killed.
Yeah. And then you see them hovering over your dirty.
Yeah, well,
panties.
That's her mother hovering over, but it's still a scary thing.
Wow.
Oh, do you ever have ghost dreams, like where people, like, you know, like not, you know, if someone you know has died and they come to you in a dream?
No. I've had dreams of Patrice, of hanging out with him, but not of him coming back and going, you fucking idiot. It would just be an annoying dream. Bobby, you stink. You fucking trying to do a podcast and make it famous. You ain't Marc Maron, motherfucker. Stop it.
His gross face.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pointing his little finger upside down at you. Anyways, that'd be great if Patrice haunted. Oh, just every time you're fucking watching some dirty porn, he just shuts it off. Right when you're about to load, and it just shuts down. So you never had any ghost at all?
The house.
Then why the fuck don't you believe me?
I do believe you.
All right, go ahead.
They creeped me out.
Yeah, he's shitting
himself. What happened?
I was a baby when it happened, but we lived in a house.
How do you remember?
My mom told me. We lived in Hartford.
How do you know she's not lying?
I don't know. She is a drunk. No, I'm just kidding. she's a sweet lady.
She is a drunk, though.
No, she's not.
I'm kidding. I know.
The house in Hartford we lived in was two stories, and there was a bedroom downstairs, and my grandmother was visiting from San Francisco, and my dad worked late, and one night my grandmother thought that my dad kept walking up and down the stairs and turning on and off the light, and she was like, Gary? Gary? And no one answered, and she walked upstairs, and the light turned off, and she walked upstairs, and the door was open.
Jesus.
And then the next morning, she was like, why did you keep turning off and on the light and walking. He was like, I didn't come home till 3 a.m. And this was at like 1 a.m. And so, yeah, my mom's like, it was pretty well known that it was haunted.
Fuck.
Oh, I love that stuff. There you go. There's a sign.
What? That's it.
But yeah, I believe in that shit.
That's great.
When I was at the Omni Parker House in Boston, I was fucking super creeped out.
Yeah.
Because it's really old looking and it's like very shining looking.
Okay, here's what a guy said. Here's what someone said to me. That they said that if there's people, if there's the one thing, when I'm into ghosts, I believe that I've never had a ghost experience, but I watch all those shows.
Smell them.
I'm a
that's great.
The super sniffer. So I've never seen one, but I get scared. My wife knows I'm a little scared. I'm a pussy. What would you call it? All right, enough with the fucking cackling at your husband. God, I should hit you.
Do you put it under the blanket? Do you go under the blanket?
No.
Do you hide?
No, I don't. Don't you rat me out. You're my wife. You're my... Listen, it's me and you against the world. These people don't care about us. All right? They're on the show, but they don't care. You don't rat me out. You understand? Keep your trap shut. Listen. I'm... Listen. fuck both of you. You're giggling.
La cosa nostra.
I'm a scaredy cat when it comes to ghostly things, right? But look, when someone's banging on the door or something, I'm fucking up, right? You know me. I'll fight. I'll get up like a man with a human. With a human, with a ghost.
Just supernatural.
Bitch, you go take care of that shit. Take the dogs. Yeah, when it comes to spooky shit, if a light was going on and off, done, that's all you. Someone's at the door, open up, I'm fucking
I need
out there.
A glass of water. Can you give me a glass of water?
I freak out about that shit.
But here's the thing. A guy once said to me, he goes, if there's ghosts, wouldn't there be ghost traffic? If people have been dying, it makes sense though. If people are dying, yeah. You never hear about black ghosts. You don't hear about disco ghosts on roller skates with a headband. It's always from the 18th to 16th century. It's always white people. It's always little white kids. You never see a midget ghost. You never see a fucking caveman ghost.
Right.
That'd be great. This guy's just fucking freaked out by everything. Like, you're like, fuck, it's a caveman ghost. I'm not really afraid.
He's more scared of us.
That's not true, though, because on Ghost Adventures, they had, they were at an Indian reservation, and there was supposedly Indian ghosts.
Right.
And they were at another place which supposedly held black slaves.
Right. And you heard motherfucker a lot.
I heard it again.
Boo, bitch.
Suck, motherfucker.
Suck my ghost dick.
Oh, God. Honey, Holly, I heard it again.
I heard it, too. She's fucking me right now. Just a chick getting molested.
Oh, father says I shouldn't do this.
So anyways, but here's the theory. I get that theory, and I was going to expand on that. The last ghost hunters there at a Chinese place, and they heard something like that. Some Chinese shit. I don't know.
Very, I see you're fluent in Cambodian. Your Mandarin is quite good. You know how fucking funny that would be if you... were bilingual in fucking like Mandarin. Oh. Like you spoke perfect Chinese.
Just, flip just go out. In and if, out of it.
But it's just you and you're like, fucking dude, fucking you don't even know. I want to fuck. Perfect.
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 But my theory is this. I don't believe, and I've always wondered, like, okay, there should be a lot of ghosts. There should be ghosts everywhere. If that's the case, if people die. But I don't think everybody, I think, this is a theory that I think that people die and become other people. I have been in the Old West. It's familiar to me. I believe that I was somebody else somewhere, that I lived a past life.
Like a reincarnation.
You are believing in reincarnation.
No,
I
don't believe. I believe in reincarnation, but I don't think, like, I'm not saying that you can't be. I don't believe you become an animal. I don't believe that I was a snake in a life or a fucking donkey, right? Or most people are gonna say an elephant just to make the fat joke, but I believe that I was another human. And then when you die, you're born again into another baby's born, and that's you. And you don't know it, and you just live your life again and again and again. But some people don't get to do it. And some people get stuck, and some people stay and fucking their spirit or whatever is us is fucking here floating around. I believe that.
Dude, what's the reason though? What do you think? Something they did on Earth?
I don't think that you know that. I think maybe sometimes things just don't work the way they're supposed to. You know,
like you missed your baby.
Huh?
Like when you die, you're like, I got 5 minutes. I got to get in this kid in Cincinnati.
I'm fucked,
or I'm sitting in this house.
Maybe because look at you. What makes Dan corporate Dan? What makes you
money, 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 money?
You know, you will fucking die.
Yes, sir.
What makes you you, Chris? What makes you, Kelly, you? I mean, it's your soul. It's who you are. It's your essence. And when you die, that goes away. Where the fuck does that go? Is it just dead? Some people believe that it's over. You're done. You just go in the fucking dirt. Some people believe that you get reincarnated. Some people believe that you go to heaven, this beautiful place with a guy with a beard and fucking there's pearly gates. And
now, no one ever said that the Lord had a beard, Bobby. Robert, you are not taking scripture literally. You just will sit at the right hand of the maker.
Why do I have to sit at the right? There's nobody on the left.
Because fucking
so the right hand is just crowded.
Because fucking left-handed people of queens.
I'm actually left-handed.
I'm gonna actually record. Ready?
Yeah, listen okay. to this.
Ready?
Did you ask a question?
You ask a question. Ready?
Listen,
go ahead. You
listen,
ask.
Listen.
Is there anybody here with us? If you are, can you tell us your name? Can you tell us why you're here?
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's some real shit. Yo,
for real
though?
That's actually a real one.
That's
can fun. You attack the blonde kid?
Mister!
No, not you. Him.
Yeah, the little girl's like...
It really didn't go over well. That joke flopped. In a dark... We're in literally no lights. We shut the lights out. We're in this back crypt. It's me, this kid James, the mother, the daughter. I throw that joke out there and it just flops. The lights are out. There's people that used to store dead people.
You're in the dark.
Just bombed in the netherworld.
You're in the dark and you said that about a little kid in the dark.
Ghost is like, not funny.
You know why? Because I'm a fucking comic. I go for the laugh. I roll the fucking dice. Even if I'm in a crypt, I roll the dice of comedy. I roll the dice.
We're here with Robert Kelly. Robert, what would you say your toughest gig was?
One time I was in a fucking crypt up in fucking Virginia City. I used to store dead people there, and I was a couple people, a little small audience.
Supposed to say the room was dead.
The room was dead. It was cold. Let me tell you something. The room was cold.
No opener.
I fucking go up. I fucking hear a little voice. I get nervous. Bang! I zing the chick in the front row. Didn't know she was 10. What are you gonna do?
She holds this shit pretty heavy.
Oh God, that's great.
So I mean, come on, dude. That's pretty. What the fuck? What do you think? You heard that?
Yeah, I heard that one.
That's a scream.
Yeah,
Now you gotta understand. It's 12:00 in the afternoon, a Sunday, Virginia City. No one's in this fucking place. It's from the 18th century. This building. There's nobody in the room with us. There's the only people are way in the front of this place in the bar. There's two people in the other room. If they made that noise, that would have came out. If someone went rah like that, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? It was this muffled scream.
You didn't
that
hear it live.
Nobody heard live.
Okay.
I played this shit back and we were like, what the fuck is it? We were shits and giggling. Like, you know.
But you heard nothing.
We didn't hear it when it
happened.
You
weren't expecting to hear anything on
the
recording.
No, we were shits and giggling. Right. That's why I was joking.
Right.
You think if I heard that, I'd make a joke?
I thought you were just real cool with that shit.
Dude, if I heard that, I would have been the fuck out of that room.
Sure, it would have been a cartoon.
I would have fucking kicked that little girl in the stomach so she was the only one in there.
Possess her! Possess her!
I'd do that.
Protect the young!
That's what I don't get in the fucking... I have that joke in my act about how men were men back in the day. A ship was sinking. Yeah. Women and children first. And how now, if that happened, I'd step on every bitch's head on the boat.
Yeah.
I'd grab the first two babies I see and float back to shore. Because I would, if there was a haunting right now and something, I would sacrifice you, Kelly. It doesn't matter that you're a girl.
Understandable.
You're the weakest one in the room, so you'll go first. Then it would be between us three, okay? Hopefully I could take one of you out. And then I might, I mean, one of you guys would be tough, but if I could... maybe get you on my side. We take him out, or vice versa.
And you get him.
Then when you're looking at him, I'll fucking take you out. Yeah. I would.
That's cunning.
I would do. I would fucking do that. I would kill everybody in this room if a demon was attacking us right now.
Okay.
But if it was human, I'd stand by you, Kelly. I'd protect you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. But if it was a ghost, fuck you, Kelly.
Nah.
I'd rather see you get fucking possessed and taken to hell, Skate, than me.
Hey.
But I thought you just said that you are reborn and gone to the next life.
Well, I don't
so
think
by your definition, there is no such thing as hell.
I think that there is.
Now buy. Now buy and get out of my store.
I think is such thing as a bad place. I think people are in bad place. I think there's bad spirits. I think what they say, demons, but I think they can affect you. And people get scratched. People get. I mean, dude, is there fucking UFOs? Yeah. It's fucking UFOs, man. There's other planets. There's other people out there. We can't be the only motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah, I think that's ignorant to think that we're the only ones. There's got to be other ones.
It's,
I mean,
they
found frozen water on Mars. There had to be something there millions of years ago.
What?
You guys are so uneducated.
What are you talking?
Here he comes. Yeah, the setup. Waiting for the punch.
God made the world in 6 days.
Yes.
And here are his children.
My dogs.
Your dogs. No, I fucking, of course there's UFOs. And there's ghosts.
And there's fucking Sasquatches.
Yeah, they do need to go.
Check this out. Let's see if I remember my training. Guess what I'm going to say?
Anyways, I think that Virginia City, I'm going back there. I talked to the lady Sue at the Wushu Club that I'm a member of it. $20 if you want to become a member. And they're actually opening up with that money that they get from the money, the $20. They're opening up the upstairs where the Millionaire Club used to be. So that people will be able to actually go up there, which is crazy. So now
you can go hang out where the millionaires was.
They're trying to repair the upstairs so that people can actually spend the night. But I talked to the girl Sue at the place, and she's going to actually let me stay over.
Whoa!
So
by yourself?
I'm going to bring people with me. Next time I'm in Virginia City or Reno, next time I play, or maybe not even next time, I might plan this trip to go out there. She said she'd actually let me and a couple other people spend the night in the crypt.
No,
in the crypt.
No, why?
Yes.
Why?
Yes, in the crypt.
Fuck
and
that shit.
Shut your face. And we get to go upstairs and spend the night. We get to literally stay in
the
crypt.
Why would you sleep in the crypt?
Because it's fucking haunted.
Yeah, that's retarded.
It's dumb.
Oh boy, I smell road trip.
It's not fucking dumb. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I'll do it.
Would you do it?
Come on, Danny boy.
Come on, corporate Dan.
It'll be fun.
$1,000 in it for you.
Done.
Yeah. Road trip.
Stock options.
Come on. Stock options.
So if you're in Reno or you're in Virginia City and you go to this fucking place. There's actually a few places there that are haunted. The hospital is supposed to be haunted. The old hospital. There's a few places that you can go. But this Washu Club is WASHOE. Make sure you go and visit this place. First of all, it's really cool. The bar is cool. The kid that took me, when he was there with this girl, she kept getting kicked. And she finally turned around. She goes, "Stop it. What's wrong? What are you doing? I'm having a conversation." And he goes, "What?" She looked. His leg, he was faced the other way. His legs were crossed on the bar. It wasn't him.
Someone was kicking her?
Someone was kicking her at the back of her chair.
Holy shit. So this whole place is known for being haunted.
This whole fucking place.
Oh, fuck. Shit, my pants.
So,
shit.
I don't know if I could do it.
Oh, God.
What?
They got like stars and shit, too. I don't know if I can do like that.
Like stars or
like
the sky?
Yeah, like all that. Like it's haunted.
Like
and then there's like
nature.
That open space.
You mean the
didn't you grow up in a city? Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Boston.
And you're not scared of shit like that? Like the outdoors?
The sky?
I don't mean the sky.
It just fucking makes me uncomfortable.
Dude, I see the fucking Milky Way, and I shit my pants.
Yeah,
if I ever saw Orion,
if I see constellations, forget about it.
Fucking Orion's belt, fucking shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'll fight fucking 12 Spicks, but you put Orion's belt in
there. Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you this right now. I will walk home from the train in Bushwick, 3 a.m. Bunch of brothers got guns. You put me outside, I fucking see a shooting star.
Fuck that.
That's my shit.
That's what I'm saying. saying.
Fuck
deer.
I saw a plane go over my house one time. I shit my pants right in my
head. I was like, whoa, ma.
What the fuck is that?
Yo, mom, there's these big fucking iron sky birds.
What the fuck?
Fucking going over here.
Ma.
Fat Kelly tried to eat it.
Yeah. So I don't think that eagle's going to land, but if it does, I'm going to bite it.
Did you say Milky Way?
Put it in my stomach. Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, come on.
So
dude, fuck that.
Yeah, dude, we hate this guy.
Dan shit in his pants.
So you won't go in?
No.
Why? Would that freak you out? No, that scream. Does that scream freak you out?
Yes.
That freaks you the fuck
out.
Yes.
Maybe if you do it, like the option of a hotel to stay at, but then
we're
going to
stay at the haunted hotel.
No.
There's a hotel. It's like $20 a night. Go fuck it. What do you think I'm going to fucking? We go there. We spend the night in the haunted hotel.
I'll sleep in the car.
The first night, and then the second night, we spend the night in Washoe Club.
But why do you think that place is more haunted than anything else? What is it? What do you think it is?
I think it's just because.
Oh, you're blind too? Not the girl. Not the girl.
All right, here we go. Listen one more time.
You ask a question. Ready? Go ahead. You ask.
You listen. Okay.
Is there anybody here with us?
No.
Shh.
If you are, can you tell us your name?
You fucking tell me. That's a scream. And no, I swear.
That also could be a chair being pushed out.
What?
I don't know.
Baby,
it's a that's a good point, actually.
It can't be a chair.
It's interchangeable. Yeah, it could
but there's nobody.
Could be somebody roller skating.
There's no roller skating. It's all wood floor.
You didn't see the whole thing?
Wood floor. That sounds like a chair being pushed down on a wood floor.
I know my mahogany.
I fucking.
All right.
I know oak.
You'll go. Oak.
Was it timber?
And look,
dude, I don't think I couldn't make it. I would freak the fuck out.
Yeah, well, you're going. It doesn't matter. You're going. When we go, you're going.
No, it gives me panicky.
Because it can't. You're going. I'm fucking scared too. This is gonna be the best. Two scared bitches.
I'll freak out, dude. I'll freak out.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're going. You're fucking going. You're gonna go on the Guinness tour. You're going on this ghost scaring tour. You know what, dude?
We're going
to the Washoe Club, the Millionaires Club, and we're gonna spend the night.
I'm gonna start smoking cigarettes again.
No, you're not. You're not gonna smoke. You're gonna face it like a man. Hope the ghost goes.
Oh, look at that pout. Jesus.
Bob Kelly is a ghost. All right, listen, man, we gotta wrap this fire. We literally yapped forever.
That's great.
You gotta come back on, dude. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris DiStefano.
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 You yeah, there's a lot more to talk about with you, dude. You're a doctor?
Not really.
What are you?
I have a doctorate in physical therapy.
Can you get that at a community college?
Probably. No, you gotta get in. You gotta get into a graduate program.
So you're actually smart.
I don't know. I just tried to work.
You don't sound smart.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not smart.
You sound like this. You're smart as a girl in Saturday Night Fever. I want to move to the city. I'm sick of Brooklyn. This is what you do. That's what you are. You eat hamburgers.
If Chris was my doctor, he walked in. He's like, hey, how you doing? Like, oh, good. Can I get another doctor?
Can I get a doctor that sounds like he's from Boston?
Hey, what's up, kid?
I'd rather have that.
I really.
No, you got a fucking broken ACL, kid.
Next podcast, I really want to talk about how corporate Dan.
Fuck. You know what? We're gonna make this a 2-hour podcast. We're gonna go 10 more minutes because we got to hear about that. I want to really go and fuck that. You guys are getting a treat. This podcast is gonna be long as fuck.
Treat.
So I hope you have. I hope you have a fucking long bus ride and car ride. This is going on. Okay. And you know what?
What happened?
First of all, what?
What happened?
What happened? Where?
I don't know. Why is she freaking out?
Because he has a story. I'm going to get into it.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, that's how. It's the typical wife shit. Watching a movie. So do you think he did it? I don't fuck.
Would you hurry?
Why would he do that?
Would you hurry the fuck up?
All right. Listen, Kelly.
Hi.
She's so sweet. So DiStefano, real quick, though. I want to touch on this so you don't have to come back ever.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry. Yeah, I suck.
Now, Dr. DiStefano.
Dude, I'm kidding. You're fucking great,
no,
dude.
No, I'm not.
Please don't pull this shit with me.
All right.
Don't pull the comic fucking
self-deprecating. No, it's not even that. It's more than that.
What is it?
It's, you know.
But you don't think you had a good time?
No, I'm having a great time. But I'm just, yeah, but I'm not talking enough. I'm not doing enough. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
Because I hear my fault. I just hear it in my, you're not doing enough.
I mean, Jesus. Listen. No, this isn't happening.
No, I know. All right, I'll stop.
You're fine. The coffee
is going down. All right.
You're fine.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
So you work with who?
Kids. I'm a pediatric physical therapist.
For kids.
I was working with adults, but then I didn't like it. I hated it.
So you help kids recover.
Well, no, I work with like mentally and physically disabled kids, so they're, you know.
Now you say I used to call them retarded, but
they're retarded. That's an acceptable. Mentally retarded is an acceptable.
Yeah. When I worked with them, they were retarded, right. But then they changed it to MR.
You can't call them retards, but you can not say anymore, mentally retarded.
But you could back in
the
day.
Right, you call them mongoloids. That's what the name for Down syndrome. Wait, that's what they used to say. Yeah, they used to call them, like in textbooks in the 70s, they referred to as mongoloids.
Yeah, they used to call them.
that's fucked up.
Seriously. I worked with them when I was in college. Yeah. I lived in a house with six mentally retarded elderly men.
What happens when you get six mentally retarded men and put them in a house with one boss? Comedian.
Hey kid, you fucking retarded. Get over here with your fucking tongue.
It's the ruling dick.
It's retard world.
Get your uncircumcised Blast cock it. Out of the fucking bathroom.
He's fucking playing with his dick, dude.
Bomb, you're the funny bomb. Bomb the funny guy. I love Bob. Bob.
The face is what sells it.
Bob, go on the motorcycle. Bob. Listen, so I love them. I had some of the best people ever.
They're great kids.
Barry, little Mike. We had
little Mike.
Paul.
Is little Mike big? Was that the irony?
No. I tell you, the one little guy, Michael, he loved rock and roll. He had a guitar, and he had rings on all his fingers. But they were rings from like when he was younger, because they you can't get, you'd have to cut them off. They're all like metal, like an eagle, a dolphin, a skull, all these silver rings. On every thumb, every ring, and he had a guitar, but he didn't know how to play. It was like, and he just strung it with his fingers and his fucking mental retarded fingernails that were like fucking guitar
chubby,
picks.
Chubby fingers.
And great, I mean, just great guy. He used to have long hair, but he, you know, older dude, but he was retarded. Great guy. Barry, bald guy, long tongue, typical.
Yeah,
he had a wig. I remember the first day on the job, he left his winged teeth on the thing. It looked like a critter. I was taking a shit and I screamed. I was like, yeah, I thought it was a fucking rat. I didn't know what it was. All these guys were great guys.
Great kids.
3 years I lived with them, and it was probably the funnest time of my life. I used to bring girls back and just tell them I had weird roommates.
Aww,
and then
really
come out like
weird.
The Night of the Living Dead. Nah.
Really?
Retarded people don't understand. They're very intelligent. They can't function at a high level at certain things, but sexually they're the same. They don't differentiate between gay or straight. They'll suck a dick or fucking eat a pussy. They don't care either way.
Right.
But they get, you know, they'll fucking jerk off and they love sex. Like the girls would come over, they'd grab a tit and they'd look at me like, ha ha. They'd wink like, aha. Like, it
should
be like, it's okay.
With Down syndrome, girls with Down syndrome, that's part of their diagnosis, hyperactive sex drive. That's like a part of their thing. Like the girls are 9 years old in my school just fucking grinding up on, like they're just doing these weird, you're like, Jesus Christ.
So that's really?
That's part of my Jesus. Therapy to be like, listen, you can't, you know, you got to try to show them ways to not, you know, instead of grinding on it, like just make
and
it,
this is coming
make
from
it into like a squat,
this
you know?
This is coming from you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who's just honest. I'd fuck her.
He's like,
I'll take him back to my place.
I'm not going to lie. You want me to fuck that sexuality out of her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I do.
She's like, Mr. Chris.
God, that's good.
Oh,
I'm gonna get fired for this.
Yeah, I can't get him fired.
No. Dude, look, I live with, they were the nicest people ever. They're highly intelligent. They work. They go to jobs.
I actually would like
they're
to. Sweet. I wouldn't mind volunteering.
They're actually the sweet people, great kids. I worked with adults 50 and up, so I never worked with the kids, but. Just, they fucking love you. They love you. I mean, it's a little weird to eat dinner with them because it's like a food fight, but I got sick a little. You know, there were certain things that you kind of had to get used to, but they were fucking great people.
Do you find that they don't have that like evil or greedy touch that normal humans have?
What do you mean touch?
Like, do you feel like they're like honest and being real?
No, they're regular.
They're regular.
There was one dude, a dick. He tried to stab me with a knife.
Jesus.
Yeah. I took a knife out and I went, I'll fucking kill you too, motherfucker.
I love your temper.
Fuck you, retard. Yes. No, I didn't.
Some of them are smart enough to use their mental retardation to make you feel bad for
them.
They use that all the time, and then you give them shit. Yeah.
Dude, absolutely. I swear to God, when the girls would come over, I said that. Yeah. Girls would come over and they'd grab a tit and they'd look over the shoulder and be like, ah. And I'd be like, hey, knock it off. And they'd
start hitting themselves. And she'd be like,
they'd be like, dum, bum, dum, dum, dum. And the girls
Bobby,
would be like,
yeah. And then she's like,
let him fucking do it.
They did. They'd be like, it's okay.
If he wants to grab a tit.
Yeah.
Give me your big retarded penis.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Really?
They used to. I remember the Barry would look over and wink at me like, I'm getting some of your chick's tit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude. They were very highly intelligent. They know what the fuck they're doing. And some of them are assholes.
Sure.
Some. I remember this one guy wouldn't get the fuck up. I had to get him up every day. Wouldn't get up. I sat at the end of his head. Pete.
Shut up, Bobby.
He used to call me a fucking asshole.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yep. He used to call me a shithead, a piece of shit.
Really? You're like,
yeah,
Pete, wait
I
up.
Go, watch this. Pete.
Shut the fuck up, Bobby.
Pete.
You're
Pete.
A fucking asshole.
Pete.
I fucking hate you.
Pete.
I want to go for tits.
Pete.
Fuck you.
Pete.
Your jokes aren't funny.
Pete.
You call that a callback?
Pete.
You can't even do TV clean. You're all act outs.
That hurts.
He's cutting you deep.
That hurts.
He's like, really?
I don't like Dan's on fire. Retarded Dan's on fire.
Dan's on fire. That's so funny to think that they just fucking cuss you out.
Yeah, they
dude,
are.
They do all the time.
They are very highly intelligent. They're the most beautiful people on the planet, really.
Best.
Because they keep it. I was gonna say keep it simple. They have. I mean, they. It's just their reality is they love that they could get a job. Mm-hmm. At a Pizza Hut or somewhere. That just blows them away. They love fucking taking a ride. They're just like, what the
anything.
Fuck?
Why are people with Down syndrome so happy? They're like the happiest people ever.
They're not. They get mad. They get
really?
Sad. They have bad days and good days.
Nothing. I swear to God, nothing warms my heart more than like I'll be in an airport and I'll see like a full grown man that has Down syndrome with like his brother or sister or whatever,
yeah.
And he's just so happy because he's got like McDonald's and you're just like,
well,
I mean
they go through, they
but
go,
it's like heartwarming to me because I'm like, I wish I could. I'm just like mad about something stupid and I look at that and I'm like,
yeah, that he fucking took the last Big Mac.
Yeah, he's like, how do you like that? You fucking cocksucker.
I like that you're doing actor retard.
By the way, I caught you. Guinness Act, what's up, sellout? That fucking hurt, bro.
Yeah, they're really honest. Yeah.
Your corporate jokes are not funny. Hey, dude, come on.
But some of them, when I first got there, I didn't understand a lot of them. But then I could speak after like a few weeks. I could speak fluid retardation.
Sure.
Because my friends would come over and the guy would come in. Bomb, 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 bomb. And I'd be like, we'll go to the store in a minute to get gum. And they'd be like, what the fuck did he just do? I just spoke it. I knew.
I love the fact that you're hanging out with townies or something. Like,
fucking dude, who the fuck is that guy?
It's Barry.
What the fuck did he want?
He wanted gum. He wants to go to the store for gum.
He's fucking retarded.
No, he's retarded, but he's a good guy. Dude,
fuck that dude.
Mom, the gum, good guy. No, no
fucking
good.
This
mom.
Guy fucking get him off me.
I don't fucking like him.
Fucking dude, I'm gonna
fucking
hit him.
I'm gonna bite your pain.
Can he catch it?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Fucking Aussie. Do they have retarded people in Australia?
That would be
the worst.
Oh, God.
The worst accent ever.
Don't even
I don't know
try.
If it can be attempted.
Don't
here we
even
go.
Try.
Give it on.
Hang on, stop. This, the people who are listening right now, hold on. For the first time ever on podcast history is the retarded Australian voice going to be attempted by our own Dan Soder, a.k.a. Monster Voice.
Degree of difficulty.
10 retarded Australian voice.
Fuck.
Come on. Come on, Dan. You can do it. Dan.
I don't know how you're going to go. I don't like the rules. You can't do it.
You can't do it. You got to work on that. You got to come in next week.
I'm going to be doing it. My roommate's going to be like, what the fuck was that in the shower? Retarded Aussie.
And I nailed it.
So you've been working there for how long?
For a year and a half there. Yeah. I've been a therapist for like 2.5.
And do they know you do comedy?
The teachers do. I didn't want them to know, but somebody just randomly came to a show.
Oh, that's
so now they all know.
I got in trouble. I feel bad. That's the one thing I feel bad is that one of the last shows I did, all the guys came. It was me, Billy Burr, Patrice.
That's a fucking, they saw a
this
hell of
was
a show.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
This one, we're all at the beginning. And I remember we had a lavalier microphone.
Oh, one of the old school ones.
No, no, it's a little.
Oh, pin. The old fight one?
Yeah, they fucked up. I put this show
that's
together.
Great.
To like, raise
a Bob
money.
Like a Bob Barker.
Not one. Even. Like the ones on TV with the clip on like the news.
Oh,
so
shit.
I remember Patrice holding this mic and being so mad at me. It was one of the little lapel mics, and he was holding it going, this
what
motherfucker.
What the fuck is this shit?
And he's like, oh, Bobby, you fuck. And he's talking into it like, you like, he was like holding a joint, right?
Extra loud, just going, you piece of shit.
So it was, I remember that. And I went up somewhere in the middle, and the retarded guys were there. All of them came, and my boss, and I had a joke in my act about being scared. Because I scared one of the guys. He was so fucking petrified of the guy who played the guitar.
Right.
Scared of the dark. And every night he'd turn all the lights on downstairs. And I would get in trouble from my boss because I lived upstairs. I had to be there. I had my own apartment, my own room with on the upstairs, free food, $100 a week. And I got to live for free. And I had a nice huge room upstairs that was all mine. And I just had to wake him up 5 days a week from 8 in the morning, and I had to be home at 11 at night. So I could do my comedy all week, go to school in the afternoon, and fucking have weekends free to do gigs. And this little kid would always, I would have shut the lights out, and he'd come out and turn them all back on. I'd get in trouble from my boss. So one night I went downstairs, and I turned all the lights back off. He came out a couple seconds later, saw that he flicked them all back on. Bomb, fucking bomb, asshole, fucking bomb, yeah. Right? He goes back in, I turn them all back off, and I knock on his door. He comes into a bong, scared. Does it? I do it two or three times, and he comes out the third time, bong. He is petrified. He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh my god!
I'm in the bathroom hiding.
Oh, you're such a
fucking piece of shit.
Comes in to open the fucking. Comes in to open the. He puts his hand in. I grab his hand. Bomb! Falls on the ground.
Why are you gonna give him a fucking heart attack?
But I used to have the joke like I scared him normal. He's like, dude, what's up?
That's a funny joke.
The fuck?
That's a really funny
man.
What the fuck? But then I went boo, and he went no. But I used to have the joke in my act that it would you know. You can't get scared cool. Like, you know, no one's ever like, boo, what's up, dude? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, boo. You get Down syndrome. It'd be like, boo. Mm-hmm. You know, I did that. I'm in my head. I'm like, should I do this joke? Should I not? And I did it. And I don't think the guys got mad. I think the lady got mad. I don't know.
The guys are going, that is so you. That is so, he's doing you.
Yeah. But I really, I mean, I didn't, after, they were fine, because I remember that night I went home, and, but after that, I just left. Comedy took me somewhere else.
He's just sitting there. You think that was funny?
You know what's sad? This is what kills me, is that I live with 3 years with these guys, but they're probably all dead now, because they die younger.
Depends, yeah, usually.
So get them into a heart attack.
50 or 60, they pass away around their lifespan. But yeah, those guys were the best. I have photos of them somewhere. They're fucking great. Barry, Peter, Bill, Mike, Charlie, he was around. He was the oldest one, 65. I mean, his neck would come in. His head would be in the room before his body, like 10 minutes. And he never talked. He would just like leave you a piece of artwork that he did and then take a cookie off your table. That was weird. But that's great, cool, man. That's great.
Do the kids love you?
I think only just because I'm the only guy in the whole school, and I'm like, you know, bigger than everybody. So they look at me like a big monster, you know. But I think if I was just like, you know, some short little fucking guy, I think it's just because of how, you know, because I'm a bigger person. But yeah, I guess they like me. I mean, they're happy every time they come in. They flip their shit.
Is there little girls like they're like that like you and like right?
Yeah,
they're
I
like,
guess.
Hello, Mr. Disney.
I mean, it's in a, you know. I mean, whatever. I guess. Yeah,
they must love you, dude.
Yeah they do.
Yeah, you're a good looking young dude.
But I'm nice. I'm not like the other teachers who've had 30 years experience are fucking. You know, they'll discipline them, and I'm like, I can't discipline this kid with. He's got a fucking brain tumor. He's dying of cancer.
Right.
If he wants to fucking, you know, throw the beanbag out the window, I'll let him throw the beanbag out the window. But sometimes the other teacher's like, you can't do that. You have to, you know, this kid. While his time is here, he has to be disciplined. It's like, what? This kid was dealt the worst hand possible.
Right.
Just let him do whatever the fuck he wants. But
except eat the beanbag.
Except eat the beanbag. Well, yeah, that's a safety issue. Yeah. But yeah, I guess I like it. I like the job.
Now, what are you going to do when your career takes off and you got to go? Because that's what killed me. Right. Is all of a sudden I had an opportunity to move to New York and I had other things going on and I had to go and I left. And I mean, are you going to? Is that something you don't give a fuck?
I mean, I haven't thought about that yet. I think if I had to, like, if I had to move out, say, you know, out of the state, I'm a licensed therapist in all 50 states.
Yeah, but so what if we have to do this full time?
Like, dude, comedy full time?
Yeah, well, when are you going to do that? I mean, that's the goal,
well,
correct?
Well, I know for a fact, like, it's become, like, such a part of my life that I would, for sure, even if I became a full time comic entertainer, mm-hmm, I would always be that guy that is on the weekends volunteering at the soup kitchen.
You don't get to volunteer on weekends, dude. You get to go to fucking Reno for fucking.
Like, for Friday.
Well, you're going to be, it just doesn't, it's not going
to
work.
When
dude.
Time allowed me, I would go back to those kids. But it would be hard because my, and you know, if I ever became full-time comic, I mean, I spent $90,000 to get a freaking doctorate degree. I'm all in all this debt. I'd be like, well, you know, it's like I feel like I wasted my money, but, you know.
What?
What?
Yeah, I just don't fucking agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, he's not like fucking corporate Dan. He has a he has a spine, asshole.
Yeah. Oh, I have a spine too, but.
Yeah. No, you don't. You got booed in Boston.
Yeah, well, I got heckled. We'll get to that.
Heckled.
But I just don't, I think like, if comedy, like you did spend $90,000 on your doctorate,
right,
and that's awesome, and it's great that you enjoy and you're passionate about your work, but don't you feel like if you had an opportunity just to do stand-up and become a better comedian, I don't feel like you should regret having to leave that. Mm. But maybe it's different because I never had a job that I liked.
It's not that I would regret it, but it's like, with sometimes, like, especially like with the kids, forget about the money, especially like with these kids, like they grow up in foster homes.
Yeah.
They don't know their father. So like they look at you like they, you know, kids slip up all the time and call me daddy. And
yeah,
it's like, you know, you got to correct them right away. But you can't call
me. I used to have girls do that a lot.
Yeah. Puerto Rican girls.
But no, I get
it. So it's tough because it's like when
your heart's into it.
Like I don't work this summer because, you know, like this summer I'm not going to work because, you know, I want to try to take a chance because I get paid for the summer off anyway. But if you work this summer, you get more money. But it's like, you know, I want to try to take a chance, you know, more at comedy where if I can stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning at a show or try to get into like a festival or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks because the kids, when you leave them for a summer, like they're really distraught. Like they get fucked, especially
that's
the kids,
what
kills,
with, the
kids
about.
With autism, like when you break their cycle, like if I'm like, I was absent last week, this kid flipped his shit. They called me, had to put me on the phone because the kid was banging his head off the floor. Like, where's Chris? Because his whole routine.
Can you not fake the kid's head on the table? Because you ruined the podcast, that noise.
Oh, sorry.
We've got to start again.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. So he. I've
seen a couple movies with kids with autism.
That actually freaked me out too. I could just picture his poor head smashing against a fucking oak table.
Yeah, some of these kids, you just put the helmets on. You just got to strap them up with their helmet.
Here's the deal, though, man. You're going to have to. I mean, if you're going to do comedy, there's going to be a point where you're not going to be able to fucking. You're not going to be able to do this, dude. You're going to be away. You're going to be booked. You're going to have to go to clubs. You're going to have to work on your shit. You're telling me that you think that you'll be able to, maybe a Monday or Tuesday, go in and work with these kids somewhere? Is that what you want to do? No, I'm not saying you can't do that. Let me take that back. Yeah. I'm just saying I know from what I did. I admire that. I wish that I did stay connected somehow because that part of me got killed with this business. It became about this business, all about this business, where it's just about getting better and getting more, getting better, getting better, getting more. And there used to be a part of me that gave a shit about something other than me. That's why I kind of want to have a baby, you know, and I'm glad that I got married because now I have something that's not really about me. There's something I'm connected to, another human being other than me. But I didn't have that for a long time in my comedy career, and it fucked me. It fucked me because who I am was more than this, was more than comedy. So I admire it, but are you going to be able to, you think you're really going to be able to do that when it starts happening? Dan knows that when it starts, Dan, in the last few months, things started popping, and all of a sudden, this guy's calling you. They want you here. They want you for this show and that show, and bing, bang. And all of a sudden, you're doing a bunch of shit, and it's overwhelming because you're going from nothing or what you're used to something totally fucking
different. Well, there's pressure and expectation.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to be able to fucking do that?
I think with me, it's like I don't even really, I haven't been thinking about it so much because like I work and then I do this comedy, you know, every single night. I'm used to going to work on 3 hours of sleep. Like I just do it. And so I guess in my head, I just feel like I can do both because I'm doing both right now. But I never thought, what if it gets to a level where, you know, it's like that next level, then yeah, I guess I'm going to choose comedy and all this over the, you know, over the kids, because that's what I've always wanted to do since I'm
a kid. That hurt saying it.
It did.
That fucking hurt saying it.
The kid, the kid with the fucking brain tumor popped right into my head.
That just fucking hurt.
But you know,
you're the one who gave him the tumor because he's bashing his head because you take a day off. Why don't you?
No, but I would try to make a point to stay in their lives somehow.
Right.
The kids who I know, you know, but
I worked as a counselor before, and these kids, I remember these kids, and they were just like, I was such an important part of their lives, and now I'm gone. I haven't seen them in years. I was a lifeguard at a camp.
Do any of the kids try to contact you?
No. You know who's one of the kids, though?
Who?
John Fish.
No way.
What?
Yeah. The Fish.
He was a kid. I believe he was a kid at one of the camp, the Jewish camp that I was a counselor at.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but now he's a comic, so he's just a cocky comic. Huh. Hey, Bob. Ugh. You know what I mean?
I like John Fish.
John
I like
Fish John Fish. Nice
John Fish is a good guy. He is. I mean, he's a great guy, and he's a funny guy.
Yeah, very funny.
A very funny comic. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that I like the little kid better than the fucking guy who's, you know, doing comedy now. You know, he was just probably a sweet little you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was a dick. I don't remember him. I mean, I remember there was a bunch of I had the youngest kids at the camp, and they were. I remember how cool they were and how much they looked up to me. I used to have this Jewish kid. He had slumped over shoulders. And he used to go, Bob, what are you doing?
Why can't we go over here?
And I used to make him, I used to make him walk up and down the room and say, chest out, stomach in, chest out, shoulders back. He'd be like, stomach in, chest out, shoulders back. And I'd fall asleep. And before I went to sleep, he'd be with his shoulders back, his stomach in, his chest out. Chest, and he'd look great because he had these he'd always walk around like, we're never gonna make it. And I'd go to sleep, I'd wake up from a nap, and he'd just be slouched over going, stomach and chest. But I had it, but that was the hardest part, is giving that shit up, dude.
I used to be a teacher, and I'm still
nobody cares.
No,
listen, no, I'm kidding, Kelly.
Kelly,
I love you.
Me.
You know, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I used to be a high school teacher, and I'm still like, some of my friends with me on Facebook. And when I left,
it's illegal.
Uh-huh. Is it?
Are you allowed to make
afterwards?
Friends?
Afterwards. Oh, right, no, but I was a teacher. I taught drama and like acting at a private acting school. The kids, like when I left, like they were like fucking crying and stuff. It was like, but then some of them came here to study acting and I caught up with them.
Okay.
And I was like, I felt like the only person in their life that would ever tell them the truth. Like, you know, they'd be like, this guy does this. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, get away, run. I'm the only one who's going to tell you the truth. You don't talk to your mother about this stuff.
That's the same. I know what you're saying. There is a similarity, but there's a big, huge difference between regular kids that go to school, that have families, that have friends, and these kids. These kids are, like you said, there's when you become something in their lives, it's epic.
Some of them, you know, just whatever, were born with some, you know, traumatic thing that happened.
Right.
But their parents are there. But most of them are, you know, crack babies from the projects, honestly.
Yeah, regular high school kids, I remember my art teacher in high school, we were fucking, oh my God. Huh. But then you phase out of it and you move the fuck on and you live your life because you have friends and your girlfriends and blah, 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 and you live in life but this stuff, it's you know, pretty wild. That's crazy, man. I'd like to hear what happens. I'd love to see what happens when you hit it. If you hit it, love to see how fast you dump these kids. Listen, we need you here. I'll be there on Monday.
Yeah, this is really like pulling my heartstrings.
I'm sorry.
No, but looking at Chris and then like just to think 2 years from now, he's like, yeah, I'm on a new show on NBC. Yeah, fuck those kids. Whatever. Yeah. I'm living in LA now. What do you want me to do?
It's actually about those kids, but they never get to come to set because they ruin it.
Quiet on the set.
But Chris, one of them would say Chris on the street. Be like, Chris, remember me? Fuck that guy.
We're
all playing characters on the show.
Talking about you.
I'm just fucking flipping my long tongue out.
Not me.
Kelly's trying.
I'm a sassy neighbor.
All right, stop casting.
Yeah, stop casting yourself. You're the retard girl that has a wet vagina all the time. You're the one who fucks the radiator every day and burns your pussy lips. Listen, Dan, I don't know if we don't have time.
We'll talk about it next week.
We're going to have to talk about it next week. We don't. We went way the fuck over. We got really into
I'm into that.
It was a great story, man. I'm glad we got into it. Next week, we're going to talk about Dan He finally, Corporate Dan, on his Guinness tour, finally got a nice fucking hot one.
Oh, yeah.
Delivered Beantown style with the fucking accent and everything, you fucking kid. You're not funny. Get the fuck off the stage.
Are you kidding? Dude. Oh,
so next week,
shit.
Make sure to tune in. It's going to be great. So let's we're going to end this podcast now. Chris, thank you so much for coming on. Give us some information on your Twitter, website, where you're going to be. Go ahead. Go.
Twitter is Chris D Comedy. At Chris D Comedy. Website ChrisDiStefano.com. Where I'm going to be this Saturday, April 7th, I'll be Count Basie Theater opening up for Artie Lang.
Wow, look at that.
Whoa.
Right.
How'd you get that gig?
Artie Lang.
How'd you get that gig?
I opened for him at Caroline's.
Like, how'd you get that gig?
Oh, well, you know the guy. No,
What's the guy?
Lewis. Lewis just booked me on it, Ferranda. And then Artie came. Artie just saw a few minutes, and then he hung out with me till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
One of the best guys in the
best
business.
Best guy ever. And, I mean, he did Fallon on last Wednesday, and he took me with him and just introduced me to everybody. And it's just like we've been talking, and he's just so nice. Like, he called me on Sunday. He was like, Chris, I know you're a therapist. I'm having a stroke. And it was just an April fucking fool's joke.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh my God. But then he wound up talking to me for an hour and a half, never said, just asking me questions about my life.
Right.
Great guy.
Chris once looked in my pee hole.
Yes, I did, to check for a little thing called chlamydia.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to actually bring Chris back very soon to talk about that. Yeah. So anyways.
Hot summer day.
This is a 2-hour and 8-minute podcast. We need to go.
Sorry,
No, it's not you. It's great. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
All right.
Kelly, what's up with Kelly? What do we call her? Dan, get off your phone. Get the fuck off your phone. What is it?
It was Big Jay Oakerson.
For what? Next week?
I was seeing if
next week we're having Big Jay Oakerson. Oh. I was going to announce that. Shut your face. Great. Get off your phone.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Kelly.
So April 4th, I'll be at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City. But then in May the 2nd to the 5th, I'm going to be in Wilmington.
Know that this is coming out not next week, the week after.
Well, I think this one will be better for people. Wilmington, North Carolina.
When?
I'm going to be there May the 2nd to the 5th for the Cape Fear Festival. So anyone can donate a flight for me so I can get down there.
She has to pay. They have to make her pay. They make her fucking pay.
That's what by Southwest made me pay.
I didn't.
Did you pay to go down?
I didn't pay. Did you pay for your room?
They gave me an abandoned apartment, remember?
Oh.
Did you?
It was nice, though. It's actually a really nice apartment.
Well, here's the deal.
You can follow me. And then also, come find me on Twitter at Kelly Fastuca. KellyFastuca.
Oh, I don't like that she tried to get sexy at the end. Because the guys, I tell you what, the guys who listen to this podcast are loving Kelly.
Yep.
They're loving the skinny Kelly.
Good.
Just keep
Fat Kelly's coming back.
Fat Kelly's coming back. And if you want to see her, go.
Yeah, go just go Facebook deep into her Facebook.
And start clicking.
I'm hard and keep counting there.
All right, Dan, what's up?
At Dan Soder.
Come on, that's it. It's all he's got.
At?
All right, at Dan Soder, check him out. Make sure you hit at YKWD podcast on Twitter. Robert Kelly, you know me. Robert Kelly Live, check out my dates. I got a bunch of shit coming up. You guys are great. Thank you for supporting the show. Make sure you keep spreading the fucking word and join the riot.
Sit your ass down. It's time for Tech Talk. Tech talk. You know what, dude?
Tech talk
with Bobby and Joey.
Yeah! All right, we're gonna do
tech talk with.
That's my line.
Really fucking stinks.
Do it again. I'm with you. I wasn't ready.
Typical fucking woman.
Oh god.
She does so great. Get your hopes up, and then it fucking stops.
Come on, guys, I'm still here.
Tech talk
with Bobby and
you're supposed to be quiet.
All right, ready? We're gonna do it. Wish 1, 2, 3.
Tech talk
with Bobby and Dan. So you want me to go higher at Dan? I can do
God,
that.
Do I miss Tech Talk with Bobby and Joe?
So do I. Because Bob, Joe actually knew technology.
Fucking A. Anyways, really quick tech talk. What do you got? This is how Dan's doing tech talk from now on.
SkyMall.
I got him a SkyMall because Dan knows nothing. Go.
I will talk about the most therapeutic massage chair you can own.
The Inada massage chairs. It's holistic, transformative, nuanced. Inada transcends everyone's expectations of how good a massage chair can feel.
You know what? This is the deal. I'm doing Tech Talk next week. I'm doing what I'm doing it on. You know what? Fuck your Tech Talk. You better have something next week.
I've got something. I've got it ready when you need it. Oh, you will save it for next week?
I say we save Tech Talk.
Okay,
listen.
Save it. It's too long.
Sky Mall next week.
Okay, listen, we're going to do Tech Talk next week because Dan is not fucking. He fuck him. Kelly, you have one next week.
Yep.
I'm going to have one next week. Mine next week is going to be the GoFlex from Seagate. It's the hard drive that I kind of complained about that they didn't send to me last time. Remember? I was like, they're never going to send me one.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking sent it.
Shit.
I talked about it on the shit show after the O&A. It's the GoFlex by Seagate. It's a 500 gigabyte hard drive with its own wireless connection. I'm going to be doing a full review of it next week on Tech Talk. We also have Big J Oakerson's going to be on the show. Ooh. It's me, Kel, Monster Voice, Big J, and we're going to be doing Tech Talk next week. Kelly has something. Dan, you better fucking have something.
SkyMall.
Yeah. Next week, it's the Seagate GoFlex. They sent me one. It's fucking amazing. So Tech Talk this week is not happening. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to do Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Dan. No?
Ugh. God, do I hate her.
Oh, I love you. I'm going to stop smoking. I'll get my voice back.
I miss you, Joe.
All right. Huh? Miss you, Joe?
Miss you, Joe. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.